Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Damn right.
Yee.
Hey, here it is.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks, Prez. Way to go.
That was just yesterday.
Let me give you a timeline on that.
Yeah.
Yesterday, 24 hours ago, in the midst of whatever it is we're in the midst of right now.
Remember a long time ago we used to have Dan Quayle, who was the number two guy. Now we got the number one guy saying stuff like that.
Now the number one guy is the number two guy.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Wow.
Way to go. You won't be hearing that 1,000 times today on the show. Hey, let me just start here in Wichita, Kansas on KFH FM. Hey, Pat?
Yes.
Pat, just because we took a call out of curiosity yesterday at this point, please do not think you can call every day. And this Joe put him up on the screen. Called before the show even began.
Very excited about that.
So this guy called like before 3 o'clock or I guess 2 o'clock Wichita time.
Very cool.
He must be excited about something.
Just to be the first.
Yeah. What are you excited about, Pat?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say my mom is a whore.
Thank you.
And a baby still walked into a club.
Wow.
See, God, you're an idiot.
First
and he wanted to be the first caller.
He succeeded.
This is why, okay, that was just an experiment yesterday. This is why the animals do not roam free.
Right.
On the Don and Mike show.
That's why we have the electric fence set up.
That's why we do. That's why everybody listening to the show has that collar around their neck.
Yeah, but it's not just going to give you a shock if you get by near the fence. It'll blow your head off.
Like that Rutger Hauer movie on HBO.
Exactly.
Okay, so you heard the... Let's just hear Bush one more time.
Yeah, please.
Because, I mean, we'll play it 1,000 times today, but...
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we.
Right?
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Unedited. He really said it.
Okay, so that's that. Now, let me just give you one brief political tape here that maybe you won't even understand.
Okay.
It's Rockhead. Okay, it's Matthew Felling is his real name. When he was an intern on our show, and longtime listeners will remember, he was one in a long line of interns that we named Rockhead.
Yes, Rockhead. He was the original Rockhead.
He looked like Fred Flintstone.
Right.
And he was big and dumb and stupid. And the thing that was so endearing about him was even when he was totally wrong, I mean, and we used to bully the interns, of course.
Yes,
of bully course. For the interns.
Bully!
But we used
bully!
We used to bully them, and when they were wrong, we would get him in a corner, and he would never, ever, it would always be, but indubitably.
And he'd try to talk his way out of it.
Yeah. The reason of this happened, there was one day that there was, is this the snow guy?
No.
Which, I said this yesterday as well. Head, it's the other Rockhead.
Mike E. Rockhead, who we lost to, mutual sports, I guess.
Okay.
They've all gone on to do big and better things.
One of the Rockhead boys, not this one, but the other one, one day it's like snow flurrying outside. We're all here doing the show. The guy calls in and says, hey, dudes, I'm not coming in today.
I can't make it in. Just can't make it on time.
Just can't make it because it's snowing outside.
To explain it, and Beth Ann backed me up when I explained this, I said the reason he got his name is because he looked like a Flintstone.
Right.
This guy, Matt Felling, did. He had a big head. He was shaved on the side. He looked like Fred Flintstone.
Right.
He did.
And he's cross-eyed.
Slightly.
Yes.
Like the Dixie Chicks.
Right.
Right.
So, he now is, he's gone from being our slave, you know, giving us soft drinks and sandwiches and doing whatever it is that he did. He's now, like, on the news all the time as some media expert.
He is what would be referred to in Washington as a talking head. He's one of the experts that makes his way around the networks when they need a subject discussed. His subject is always media and politics.
Yeah, he's a professional expert, and he'll also be, this just in, he'll be on Channel 9 tonight talking about the same issue.
Okay.
So if you want to tune in.
Okay, all right, enough. Here he is with Tom Brokaw last night.
Very exciting.
Okay. Oops, hold on a second. Here he is. with Tom Brokaw.
We're first with simultaneous concerts in six Pennsylvania cities. Then, over the next week, it will...
This is not him.
Eight other battleground states.
This is some other dude talking.
Florida.
It's a very small soundbite.
Six cities on October 8th.
I think what this concert does is it taps into an audience that was previously politically inert. That was uninvolved. But if you have your old friend Bruce Springsteen from the 70s and from the 80s asking for a favor, you're going into the ballot booth on November 2nd.
They put them...
That was not him singing, though.
Is there any more of him, or is that it?
That's it.
I guess that was the cut, but I would like...
But it was so exciting to him that he wanted to call us yesterday and tell us that he was going to be on the NBC Nightly News.
I'm sure glad he did.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't even get the payoff with Brokaw saying,
I thought it was going to be like a one-on-one with Brokaw. Maybe he was going to be a talking head with Brokaw.
Or I thought at the very least it would be, you know, thank you, Matt, you know, like a panel with
Matt Felling, resident expert of nothing. He's probably the guy who's been emailing Brokaw.
No, and we'll talk about that. Brokaw has a stalker.
Uh-oh.
Rob,
yeah,
I have to ask you a question first.
Go ahead.
In this email that you sent me.
Yes.
This joke.
Yes.
It says, from Rob to Don, subject, funny. Now
before, that's
already
not
I'm laughing.
That's not an adjective. That's like a noun. It's a funny.
He's sending you a funny. So this is like you, like
No. I never said it was funny. I just said it was a funny.
Because it's not funny.
No,
it's not.
You know what it is?
And it's not that it's poor taste. It's just not funny.
It's basically a TLG,
which is
a terribly lame groaner.
I didn't even see. I didn't even hold on. Let me unscramble. Let me
unscramble.
Let me unscramble this paper. Hey, is Joe there?
Yeah, hold just a second.
You want to have him come in and tell it?
Hello?
Joe, would you please kick off the weekend?
Weekend is here! Have a can of beer!
And Joe, come in here, please. And now that I have I've smoothed out this paper that I balled up.
Totally unscrambled.
That you angrily crushed into a ball.
Scrambled it.
Scrambled.
Joe, come on in and read.
See if you can figure out that jumble.
Read this groaner that Rob forwarded to me under the header of funny. So, Joe,
funny.
Would you... never mind, because I want to... Joe,
well,
never
just
mind.
Came in.
Joe, well, I want to talk to Joe on the first break anyway, but who doesn't love a Friday show with lots of Joe?
Hey, that rhymed.
Joe, go ahead, read it.
George W. Bush begins his speech to open the Olympic Games. Oh, 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 oh. An aide comes over and whispers, "Mr. President, those are the Olympic rings." Your speech is below.
Is that funny?
Did it really happen?
Now that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, if it really happens, it's funny. If it's just made up, I mean,
thank you, Joe.
He's giving us enough on real stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. And let me just say hello.
Hello there, Mr.
Hello.
Shannon.
This is Michael Scott Shannon, a professional DJ from New York City.
Mill Drysdale here, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
And I want to say we reach the beaches, we rule the pools, and today we do not have completely lame groaners.
You don't, Mr. Shannon, then what do you have for us?
Please say hello to the new Shannon in the Morning showgram, Racy Riddles.
Oh, Racy Riddle, there's nothing quite like a riddle.
Now, I want to tell all the soccer moms listening,
yes,
that right now what you might want to do is put those earmuffs on the children in the back of the vans on the way to soccer practice in Ben and Jerry.
What a wonderful idea. You're so thoughtful to your audience, little Johnny and little Jamie.
Racy Riddles. Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Mill Drysdale.
What's better than seeing a woman wrestle?
Tell me what.
Seeing her box. Racy Riddles. Why won't cannibals eat divorced women?
Why's that?
They're always bitter.
Oh.
Racy.
These are racy riddles.
Racy riddles, Mr. Shannon.
Only one more. What's worse than having your doctor tell you you have VD?
What's worse, Mr. Shannon?
Having your dentist confirm it.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now.
Hey, come on, they weren't groaners. They were racy riddles.
Racy riddles. You shook it up today.
Racy riddles.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right, we are. And where is Julia?
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
See, funny. Funny was a noun.
Oh, when you wrote funny in the header?
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll be more specific next time.
Wonderful.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Where you calling from?
Where are ye?
And all the ships at sea. I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months.
Oh,
here's Tom Geronimo and Mike.
And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show a new episode on this Friday.
Friday.
08-06-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. It is August 6th.
No.
20-04.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
From anywhere in America, here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. From Canada, Toronto, Ontario, wherever, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM. Don't forget your sneaky phone number, which is always there, is 202.
Yes.
432-1067. A lot of times that's an easy way to get into the show.
It's easy.
Let me just say, you know, tomorrow's my wedding anniversary. I had my wife on the air. Yeah, stop it. I had my wife on the air yesterday. And I will begrudgingly take that applause because I want to tell you, dude, something. 23 years is a hell of a long time. Mm-hmm. And this is a realization that I'm facing now. I am 46 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I have been married to my wife for half of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have.
Okay, that sounds like the death sentence to me. That sounds to me like,
you're
right, you know.
You might be a lifer.
Mm-hmm. I'm in it, so win it.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the numbers after a while, 5 years is nice, 10 years is nice, 15 is nice, 20 was nice.
Seven or six.
But when you get to the point when half of the time that you've been alive,
yeah,
you've been married to the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it just doesn't get any better.
It's fabulous, Mike.
It's got to be.
I just want to say,
I so envy you. For every hour you weren't married, there was an hour where you were.
Thank you, Buzz.
It's another way of
thank
looking
you for
at
putting it in logical perspective for me, and I hope you use that same logic when we go out to celebrate. Anyway, I sure do love her, and I got a call today from Dave Ross, a guy who I haven't heard from in, God, I don't know how long.
As a matter of CBS Radio Network?
What?
Dave Ross is a commentator I listen to on the CBS Radio Network.
No, different Dave Ross.
Different Dave Ross.
He is a radio guy, though. He's a radio jock.
Ah, jock Dave Ross.
So anyway, I seriously haven't heard from this guy in over 20 years.
Right.
So the first thing I said when he said, Don, I said, yes. He said, this is Dave Ross. He called me at home. First thing I said is, how did you get this number? Now, I realize that's not the friendliest thing to say to somebody you haven't talked to in 20 years. As it turns out, longer than that, 23 years, not since we were married. But anyway, some other guy, he said, well, I asked some other guy. This other guy that we know gave me your phone number. So
right.
I immediately wrote a note while I was talking to him, wrote a note, you know, call other guy, tell other guy, you know, don't give out my phone number.
Right. What's he doing now?
Mike, he's out of the bills.
Oh, he's out of the bills.
He's out of the bills.
Smart guy.
He's out of the bills, but he wanted to say that he really had a great time at my bachelor party.
Wow.
And he reminded me, I don't know if I've ever told the story.
Wow.
I've gone through the thing about how Lou Katz, one of my DJ friends, was going to be my best man, canceled out because the program director told him to do a horrible thing. We've gone through all of that. But then the guy that ended up being my best man, another good friend of mine, Dave Fox, who still works at Z100 in New York, we were all working at the station, WPGC, at the time, and we had a bachelor party the night before I was getting married.
Very
and
good.
it was Dave Fox was in charge of it, and it was a real, I mean, 1981 party. Just you fill in the blanks. It was a 1981 party that ended up,
was it raucous?
It ended up back at the radio station.
Okay.
Now this was a tight ass, buttoned down, top 40, working for a guy who thinks he's Napoleon, you know, Kushner.
Right.
A guy who was just every other time he did a break, the guy would come in the room and would just bust your chops. And this guy wanted every card read exactly as written, and you only have 6 seconds. And anyway, we all just bombed and wasted. And I said, let's go to the station. So we went to the station, and this guy, Dave Ross, tells me that he is going to be sending me a copy of the tape of the 18 minutes that we were on the air.
Oh, wow.
In 1981, and the date, as a matter of fact, was August the 5th, 2 days before I got married when I had my bachelor party.
You guys took over the air studio?
We did until the... And now this was at 4 a.m. 4 a.m. Who the hell's up at 4 a.m.? Well, somebody who called the program director.
Oh, boy.
Who immediately called at 4:18 or whatever time it was and, you know, said, get off the air.
Did you put him on the air?
No. See, this is before the advent of... It was just someone came in, or they were holding up signs.
Right.
Saying, you know, Steve says shut up. Steve says shut up.
Right.
Steve says stop it. And we are all obviously partying, but Dave tells me it is sounds in some ways very much like the show that we're doing now. So I wanted to thank Dave for calling, and that's nice. And if I could play that, as soon as I get that, I'll play that.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'd love to hear that.
Because I guess I'm talking, he said that I was really talking a lot of inside stuff.
Right.
About Steve, about the program director,
right.
about Frida, about people that work at the station, about who was coming to the wedding and who wasn't coming to the wedding.
And you were kind of a loose cannon.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, that was 23 years ago. That's
wow.
That's just a long time.
Pretty amazing.
That's a long, long
23 wonderful years.
Yes, it is.
Yes, thank you, Mike. I forgot the wonderful part.
Yes, 23 wonderful
and
years.
Buzz is now buzzing in with a celebrity death. May we guess?
Yes, please. Go
now,
ahead.
Major, minor, celebrity.
Minor, I would have to say at this point.
Television, movies.
Neither. Shocker or not shocker?
I'm a little shocked.
Politician?
No.
Movie star?
No.
Athlete?
No.
Television star?
No.
Writer?
No.
News person?
No.
Well, God, who else would we care about?
Pundit?
No. A singer?
A singer.
Singer.
Rock?
Mostly yes.
Okay, hold on. Can I say a prayer? Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Hold on a second. Hold on. Please. Have it be Bob Dylan. Please have it be Bob Dylan.
That would be a major star.
Yeah, that would be major.
Please,
yeah,
please, please. Is it Bob Dylan?
It's not Bob Dylan.
Is it Ozzy Osbourne?
Better luck next time. No.
Rats.
No.
Okay, hold on. Let me think just a second. Give me another second.
Rock singer?
Yeah.
Natural causes?
Probably not.
I don't want Clay Aiken to die.
Of course not. No one does.
I'm just running through the names.
Is it one of those Oasis boys?
In my head.
No, it is not.
It's not one of the Gallagher boys?
No, it's not.
Did we ask old or young?
May I offer a hint?
Yes.
You're not thinking in the right genre. I'd say not so much rock as soul. Wouldn't you?
Okay, yeah, or a fusion of the two.
Yeah.
Yes.
James Brown?
Sly and the Family Stone. Prince?
No.
Fusion? Chicago Isley Brothers?
No.
But I don't, who is it?
Rick James is dead.
Wow.
And not of natural causes. As it turns out.
Oh. Knock me over with a feather.
Man, oh man.
Well, you know who's going to be doing some great bits now is Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
He's dead, bitch.
Yeah.
She's a very kinky girl.
I bet Dave Chappelle feels badly
for
now.
Dave Chappelle. No, he doesn't. That keeps the bit going like for another 2 years.
Wow. And he's the ghost of Rick James.
Rick James.
Rick had a little crack cocaine problem. And although we do not know the details of his death, he's a musician.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well.
More information to come, I would assume.
Absolutely.
There you go. How long until Elton John writes the tribute song?
I think he's out of that business.
Like a lighter and a spoon in the wind.
All right, well, thank you for that breaking news,
sure.
Buzz.
There it is.
Absolutely breaking news.
Uh-huh.
Buzz.
Yes.
Now, I believe you have some idea that we're going to do something involving you in the next break.
I've caught wind of it, yes.
Okay. I just hope that horrible news we got at the beginning of the show reaches his brother, you know, prior to our, you know, mentioning it.
His brother?
Kevin.
I forgot the name already.
Well, the who died?
I already forgot who died.
Or on an NFL note, Edgerrin.
Right. James. Yes. Oh, Kevin. Kevin James. Okay. Thank you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Now.
And his father.
Dennis James. See, now. So you start, when you get me, when you play the game and I'm not thinking about the
pretty
game.
Pretty good for Buzz.
No, getting Edgerrin James.
Yeah.
And Jesse.
Yes, Jesse. Oh,
right.
Of course.
Right. Make him choppers.
Right. And, of course, the other Jesse James.
You're right. The original.
Right. I mean, if we're playing the last name game, the
right.
James game.
Right.
Etta.
The singer.
Etta James. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about the James Gang? Would that count? Remember that band?
That would be all of them. Sure.
That would be.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Yes.
We have a football segment today.
Oh, all
Mike,
right.
Mike, you're King of the James.
King of the James.
Yay. King
yeah.
of the Jameses.
The Jameses. King James.
King of the Jameses.
Yeah, the Bible.
Yeah, there you go now.
Hey, Buzz Buzz just beat me right there. He's King of the James.
King of the James. King James.
Wow.
It's not a last name, but I just want to say James Phillips Source.
You can say that anytime.
For no particular reason. I just want to say my brother's name.
There you go.
Here's the deal, Buzz. We're getting into football season.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Starts on Monday.
Right.
Goes all the way until February. It's great. And every week we have football stuff on the show.
Right.
Today, for an insider's view from your Baltimore Ravens, uh-huh. the offensive line coach, Jim Coletta.
Wow.
Now, Mike and I could certainly spend a full segment talking with him. I know I could mm-hmm. on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Asking him about Kyle Bowler, asking him about problems with Jamal Lewis, if he's going to be on the field this year,
uh-huh.
Asking him how Jonathan Ogden's doing at the tackle position,
right.
Asking what kind of blocking schemes they're going to be using, if they trap block, do you cut block, do you have plays where you pull. But, and Mike.
I'm beginning to realize I couldn't be here and do it alone.
But, Mike, you could certainly.
Well, I could do what I've done for years.
Yeah.
I could fake it.
Right. But, however, today.
Yes.
Buzz, and we've told this guy it's a serious football show.
Uh-huh.
Right. We've told him it's X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
So, Buzz, in our next break, I know you're not really prepared for this, but in the next break, be prepared to take an entire segment to talk serious football with Ravens offensive line coach Jim Coletta.
You be prepared with the sound of crickets chirping.
Now listen, we want you to just
yes.
be yourself.
Yes.
That's why you
need the crickets.
No, chirping. No. Even listen, if you get backed into a corner with this guy,
yes.
I mean, ask him about stuff that you're interested in.
You know, here's the deal. There's always the chance, Buzz, that he might be a talker.
That'd be great. That's what you hope for when you do an interview.
With any interview. Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But uh-huh. in this particular case, you're really hoping he's a talker.
Right. And, the less a person knows about a subject, the more they hope that their interviewee
right.
knows a lot and talks a lot. So I'm going to count on that.
And Buzz,
yes.
let's just do a brief recap.
Uh-huh.
How many men on the defensive team?
On the defensive team?
Yes.
Let's say five.
No, let's say 11.
11 on the defensive team.
And how many on the offensive team?
Well, you've taken them all up on the defensive team. I don't know.
It's 11 on both sides.
11 on either side.
All right.
And then you have, this guy is the offensive line coach.
Yes.
Which means he coaches the center.
All of them.
Not all of them necessarily. The center.
Uh-huh.
The guards and the tackles. They may have a separate tight ends coach.
Right, or he might take care of the tight ends himself.
Yeah, he might oversee that, and he might have somebody who coaches the tight ends under him.
Absolutely, and it's fun to talk about tight ends. Always has been.
So, how you feel? You ready for it?
I couldn't be less ready.
That's good.
Good, that's what we like.
Mm-hmm.
And if it really goes bad,
yeah.
talk in your sexy voice.
I mean, to an offensive line coach.
Right. When all else fails, just go ahead and ask him what's going on.
Uh-huh. Hey, baby.
Now, here's another loose end we've got from this week. Let me see. Boomba. Oh, Joe. Right. I mentioned Joe.
Joe,
I threw this out.
Joe.
I don't know. A week or so ago, he said, we'd love to play Stump the Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the days this week, Joe came in, and maybe it was on Monday. I'm ready. I got a topic.
There you go.
Ready to play Stump the Joe. Joe Ardinger, world's oldest phone screener.
Hello.
Hi. What's your topic, Joe?
Well, I've been a big fan of Seinfeld and Fast Times, and I know a lot about those. But I thought about it. I don't know a whole lot about anything, but one thing that I've been consistently tuned into since 1985 was the Don and Mike show. So everybody can play along as we do Stump the Joe on the Don and Mike show.
The Don and Mike show. Okay, so you want, so you think that you are expert enough that you will be able to stump callers in a tournament fashion with questions about this show?
I suppose. I mean, it's worth a shot. It's kind of exciting.
So people call in and ask you complicated questions about the history of our show, and you're going to try to handle them.
Sure.
There's nothing else. That's what you had when you said you've got a topic?
I don't know anything.
Well, now, how did
that's
it go?
Not true.
How did it go with the Seinfeld thing? Well, now, Buzz, you're probably closer to Joe than any of us. What would you say, besides Seinfeld and the Rolling Stones and this show, what's another area of expertise for Joe?
Well, outside of the Rolling Stones, music in general, Joe's very good at contemporary music and also politics. I think
I'll throw a question out to test you to see if you really do know. Give us the name of our first producer. First one was Frank.
Frank what?
God, I know that.
This is just kind of a... I figured it was a softball.
Frank,
Okay, let's not play this game, because that's like the easiest one.
It wasn't Frank anyway. It was John Nolan.
Hey, Rob.
Sorry.
I thought it was Frank Murphy before John Nolan.
No, it was John Nolan first, then Frank Murphy.
All right. There you go. Look at the big oversized cranium.
Rob's all happy.
Yeah, I knew Rob would love this. Can't go wrong with it.
Do you think you could go one-on-one against Rob?
Oh, Rob would kill him. Rob would kill him. As a matter of fact, Rob would probably have to come up with most of the questions. I mean,
Rob would kill both of us. Don't you think easily?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Rob said to me the other day, you know, in real life, he said he's been with us so long that he imagines a time when he's just going to put himself back with the show, back before he was even with us, that he just, because he listened so much and now he can't imagine what's going on back there. He said he imagines that there will come a time when he'll just say, yeah, he worked on the morning show.
Right after the first mini stroke.
Sure.
And I will have been with you since late 1985.
That's very good.
That's the Beatles.
All right, let's see if we get anybody to Stump the Joe, okay? Very briefly. Hello, Stump the Joe on Don and Mike Show Trivia. That is Joe's category he's
good
selected
luck, Joe.
Today. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff, where are you from?
I'm from Culpeper.
Right on. Okay, if you have some piece of trivia about this show, try to Stump the Joe and win a prize.
I can Stump the Joe, okay. In the early WAVA days, back on 105... there was a person who was happy and gay on WAVA. What is his name?
You mean one of Mike's characters?
There was a song. It was a song, He's Happy and Gay on WAVA.
See, even I don't remember that. Did we have a jingle name?
That would be, let me get the answer.
Hold on. It was probably Mike's gay character. And that, God, now all this stuff is getting away from me. Because I tested myself the other day.
Did you really?
I know the answer.
What kind of a test was it?
Cramming.
It was, he used to give fashion tips during the weather and
sports.
Sports.
Is it? It was Maurice Buttkiss. Was that it?
Yeah.
Maurice, that was it, yep.
Yes, okay. Maurice Buttkiss.
You have stumped the Joe. Hold on, please stand by for a box of paper clips.
Very good.
We're running low on prizes, so what we're going to do, at least on this segment, is just give away office supplies.
I love office supplies.
That we have around the building. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, you ready to play Stump the Joe?
Absolutely.
All right, go ahead.
I got an easy one and a hard one. Which does he want?
Come on, do you want to win or not?
I want to win. Okay, what was the name of the other intern the first year that Rob A. was with the show? The nickname of the other intern that started when Rob A. started.
Now, man, let me just say
this. I don't know this.
Joe, did you pick a good topic? Because do we have loyal, devoted listeners? I don't know this.
I'm thinking, hold on, give me a second, because I do remember that time.
You're listening to Stump the Joe. Joe's category he has chosen today, his area of expertise, is this radio show.
I don't know anything.
Mike referred to him in the open.
And, Joe, we got a time limit. What's the answer?
Welcome, Rob A. and the Swedes. It was the Swede.
the Swede.
There was, yeah, it was Buzz's news intern, wasn't it, Ted?
Yeah, oh, wasn't that Ted.
John Denver?
Ted the Swede, yes. Yeah. Yeah, and he looked like a grown-up Oliver from the Brady Bunch.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Guy's right.
All right, hold on, please, for a wonderful package of Post-it notes.
Joe, I need them.
The easy one?
Joe, you are 0 for 2.
Hold on, Joe. Who cares what the easy one was?
I don't know anything.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Stump the Joe. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, Don?
We're doing great. We're all doing great. Go ahead, Stump Joe.
Joe, what did Bart used to say at the opening of the show?
At the opening?
At the opening of the show.
Sure wasn't the close. Hey, Ken Stevens, give my daddy more money.
That's it.
Yeah, and you're right. That's one for Joe, because that was a close.
Way to go,
was
Joe.
At the end of the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Stump the Joe. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, it's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you from?
Tampa.
Tampa Bay. All right, Stump the Joe.
What does Bueno Arbusto mean?
Nice bush.
There yeah, got it.
All right, that's another one for Joe, another loser out there. It's like 2-2 now.
Joe's doing pretty well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Stump the Joe.
Hey, Dennis Murphy's missing one hand.
Yes, he is.
What hand is it?
It's the right hand, because you can't shake hands with him.
You're amazing, Joe.
That's an
now,
easy
listen,
one.
You're going to have to go back a little further in time. Easy. We're going to have to ask for our platinum card members to call in on this one.
Our titanium cards.
Because we need that. Sorry, Mike, right.
Titanium, baby.
In Atlantic City.
There you are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Stump the Joe.
Hey, guys. JP here. Hey, Joe, the phrase, how do I get it? What prize was won by a listener, and he made that statement?
Oh my God! Now this would be if you really remember.
Rob, no, just don't. Say said, it,
well, it might have been. How do I get it?
That is how he said it, and I think I know.
All right, you know the prize.
I think I know the genre.
It was a trip. I thought.
No.
Rob, you get a guess.
Well, I thought it was a trip.
All right, what was it, sir?
I thought it was the Subaru Justy. Do you remember that when you gave that away?
You know, I'm going to have to go with this listener. I don't remember, but I do remember.
If he's going to be that specific,
I do remember.
Yeah, who knows?
Justy, because I remember, why would you give it away? And then he was like, how do I get it?
How do I get it?
All right, hold on. One. That's 3-2. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Stump the Joe.
What is the name of Don's coveted sheep protector?
Oh, great one. The Chris.
The name of my what?
The PV.
Your coveted.
Oh,
the
right.
The
PV
protector.
Yes, right, yeah.
PV-1109 or something like that.
The PV-119.
Right.
We have a winner on the telephone. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I knew what it was.
That's the best one yet.
It's a box of green Sharpies for you. Hold on a second. I'm not kidding. We're really giving away this junk that's just back in the closet. One more. Hi, Stump the Joe. Hello?
Hi. Where did the phrase, I could run around in circles for ye, come from?
Oh, that's easy.
When Mike's golf clubs were misplaced.
Damn.
Yeah, that's one for
as
Joe.
As the Hickey Doo said, well, I could run around in circles for you, but I don't know what good it would do.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike, Stump the Joe. Hello.
The best of.
Hello, Stump the Joe. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Who gave Mike a free dinner in Atlantic City?
Oh, is this recent? Oh, this is recent.
Is it?
That's a recent one. You should know this.
I don't listen as much now that I'm in the back.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Free dinner in Atlantic City.
I'll give you a hint. A very, very slick name.
Oh, listen, no, he should know this. Victor Tiffany.
That is correct.
Victor Tiffany. Well,
congratulations. Yeah. It's a rubber ball, a rubber band ball that we have for you that someone has put together.
Made
from the
by
front
the
desk.
Intern, James.
That's and true. One more. This is the last Stump the Joe. Hello, Don and Mike. Please Stump the Joe.
All right, this is a hard one for him.
Oh, Robbie, is that Joe's music?
No, that's still super free.
So, still super free. Would you grab the Joe? Don't we have a theme? Don't we have a Joe theme somewhere?
The Joe theme.
Right, okay, go ahead. Stump the Joe.
What anniversary is Don celebrating tomorrow?
29?
We got a winner. We got a winner. No, you dumbass. It's 23.
Three.
Well, if you all wouldn't call at the top of the show, maybe I'd listen to it once in a while.
Oh, listen, you've
all week.
My friend, that's right. You've heard about it all week, and you've
which
got
one was it? 23?
23.
23.
Guess what?
Half the life.
Guess what you've won? It's some Q-tips.
Yeah.
That's right. Q-tips that they use to clean the heads on the machines here.
Wooden sticks.
Right. Yeah. Little wooden sticks with little pieces of cotton on the end of them. Well, brilliant. It's been another exciting edition of Stump the Joe.
I sure enjoyed it. Boy, I hope you can do it again real soon.
Thus far, I believe Joe, did you win or lose when it was your Seinfeld episode? Did you win or lose with that?
I did not win Seinfeld. That was, I found out there's a lot of people out there that are a lot more geeky about it than I am.
What about when we did with the Stones? Did you win or lose that day?
I kicked ass in that.
You wanted that. And
what is Rob's mother's name?
Sarah?
No. Sharon.
Sharon. Oh, I'm kind of deaf. Sounds like Sarah.
There you go.
What? And on this one, I'd have to say he's lost.
Yes.
That the listeners have beaten Joe.
Yeah, they beat him handily this time.
Well, I didn't get to ask them any questions.
This is true.
Oh, all right, Joe, if you'd like to.
Do you have questions that you think you could stump Rob?
Oh, not a chance.
All right, let him try with the listener. Yeah. Hold on. We'll turn this around. We got about a minute left in this song. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Joe would like to stump you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Frank from Reno.
Okay, go ahead. Stump this guy, Joe.
Oh, he'll never know this. The show that Don and Mike replaced when they started their morning zoo in 1985.
I'm going to say... Thelma
and
Louise.
Bacardi
Limon.
No, it's not.
Bacardi Limon. I got one I think I can stump Rob with.
Okay, hold on. Let me get one more. Let Joe try one more.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Dan, all right. Joe, go ahead. Try to stump this guy.
Dan, where are you calling from?
Alexandria.
Okay. Can you name all of Don and Mike's producers, starting with Diana Silman and working up to Beth Ann?
Ooh, Diana Silman, Rob A. for a little while, Lisa Herndon, how many more am I missing?
There's one, two...
This is a rather embarrassing question.
There's actually technically maybe three.
On how great we are to work with.
Yes.
Rob A., Lisa, the mom, the soccer mom...
No.
She was an intern. Joe, no. What's the answer?
God, well, if you want to... Whoever the Nolan guy was, I didn't know that, but there was Frank Murphy, then...
Frank Murphy was before Diana.
Right, and then Diana.
Then?
And then when she quit, a guy came in briefly, and then Rob took over, and then Charlie took over, then Lisa took over, then Charlie took over, and then Beth Ann.
I really only missed Charlie.
How many is that, Buzz?
Nine. If you count the repeat performance.
Nine producers. All right, Joe, congratulations. You have won your job. You're not canned.
Thank you, Joe.
You're not canned today. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that was here for like a week?
Nobody.
There was
Rob. I've got a quickie, a very quickie.
I don't think there was, Joe.
Rob, a quick two-parter for you.
Okay.
A quick two-parter for you. Who was Alan Goodman's red-headed receptionist? It's a two-parter.
Barbara?
Now that's pretty good.
Last name.
Zerfus?
Now, how would
that's
you know that? How would you know that? You did not work there.
I listened
but
to
who
you.
Was the one? Who was the one before that?
That I do not know.
A foreign name.
I don't know.
It started with a V.
Vida Flores.
Vida Flores. Vida Flores. Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
But he wins on the Barbara Zerfaz.
Okay, who's the disc jockey that Barbara Zerfaz was dating?
Did she date Jim Elliot?
That's right.
Good.
And I have one question for you.
What?
Can you help me find my $60,000 automobile?
That's Jim Elliot. Hi.
Wow.
Hi, it's Jim Elliot.
Unbelievable.
He was at one time the DJ of the week.
Who was the sales guy we worked at WAVA with a goofy laugh?
Dennis Reese.
Yeah, that's easy.
Wow.
That's
okay,
easy.
Who was the general manager at the very end at WAVA, the guy that pushed me and Mike out the door?
Randy Bumgarten?
That's good. It's Bumgarten, but it's close enough.
Yeah. Pretty close. All right, get out. You know,
and who is the strong-willed, rhino-like lady that ran the sales department at WAVA?
That I don't know.
Initials MR.
Martha Ray. I don't know.
No, Mary Rankin.
Mary Rankin.
Oh, I recognize the name. I didn't know that was her title.
Of course.
Our best to Mary Rankin.
And he did. And he did recognize
Mary Rankin. And at this point, I'm sure it's the late Mary Rankin.
Oh, no.
Sure. Sure, man.
No offense.
Yeah, no
disrespect.
No offense. You know, if you didn't work on this show, dude, I would like to have some guy with an earpiece following you around because you know way too much. All that
it's
stuff
scary.
That Rob knows about, and I apologize to everybody who obviously hasn't listened to us for all 20 years, Mike is asking Rob questions about when Mike and I worked at Weibo, when we did the Morning Zoo 20 years ago, when Rob would just listen to the show.
And you probably know this one. What was the character I played for a bumper sticker promotion?
Nick Sticker. I will just say, destined to be a jester, destined to be a lackey. And here I am.
What is Captain Fogel's first name?
Ooh.
I know that. I think.
Is it Scott?
No, Dave Fogel.
Dave Fogel.
I was going to say Brian. I would have gotten it wrong.
Captain Dave Fogel.
Yeah, sorry about that. You knew him back before he was a captain, when he was like a corporal, right? Yeah.
Here's a very obscure one. I don't know if you'll know this, but I'm throwing it out there. We worked with a disc jockey called Mike Beach. He had a very special car. What was so special about his car?
Was it the license plate story?
Yes.
He got AM drive or PM drive.
Absolutely.
And then lost it.
And also he had like a Cadillac that he claimed was used by Jimmy Carter.
Really?
All true. Big black Cadillac.
Right.
Wow. Previously owned by Jimmy Carter. And this poor son of a bitch, he was doing middays. And Mike and I got the morning show, and they put him in afternoon drive, and it was his dream to do afternoon drive.
Oh, he was excited about it.
So he had license plates that said PM drive. And he come pulling into the parking lot, this big-ass Jimmy Carter Cadillac.
Right.
PM drive. And, like, he had the job 2 days, and they canned his ass.
Who is the guy at WAVA that got fired and cried?
Oh,
and then he got hired back.
Ken Martin. Ken Martin. One day hit the
and he got hired back, right?
Yeah, one day at the station, everybody is reeled down. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they just fired Ken Martin.
And that's when we knew we were all going.
Yeah, right, it was when they're starting to break.
Ken was a good employee.
The canary in the cave.
Starting to break the place up. And then all of a sudden, I hear people laughing. They go, look. He's in the parking lot. He's crying. So he was seriously just standing in the parking lot. And then after everybody's goofed on him, like, God, what a wimp. Come on, everybody's been fired. Then he gets called into the boss's office, and they hire him back.
They rehire him.
Oh, they hire him back. Mm-hmm. And he's in there with, like, the tears welling. Well, you really think you want me? I'd be willing to come back.
And we were a cruel lot even back then.
Wow.
Yes, Joe.
See, you're reminiscing. Aren't you glad I brought it up?
Get out of here. And Buzz?
Yes.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
X's and O's, as we like to call it on the Don and Mike Show, serious football.
Serious football.
The segment is called Playbook.
Playbook with Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
Today, Baltimore Ravens offensive line coach Jim Coletta. Inside the NFL Experience with your insider, Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
Buzz Burbank's Playbook.
Who thought that there were 5 guys on defense?
Stay tuned for an outstanding radio segment.
If you use that many, then there wouldn't be any left for the offense.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, Mr. Playbook.
We'll be right back.
Billy is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want.
I was messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
No shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show. Now operating with a 7-day delay, the Don and Mike Show.
That tape, I believe, was from a football movie called North Dallas 40. I've not seen it. Have you seen the movie North Dallas 40?
Oh, never. I don't know anything about it. I've never seen the movie.
You know, here on the Don and Mike Show, is the coach on the phone?
Yeah.
Let me just say, you know, I'm everything Olympics. I can't wait for the Olympics,
and
Mike.
You know, for years I was one of the first, and still am, the biggest supporter of the X Games.
You're missing the boat.
So, you know, everybody says football's a thing.
Yeah. Right.
And because we want to be a show, all things to all people.
I have tried to get you guys into the game.
I'll stop talking about the Olympics. Mike will stop talking about the X Games.
Right.
And it's time now. Give a whole segment. Time for the Playbook with Buzz. The X's and O's of football. A thinking person, I don't want to say thinking man.
Right.
Thinking person's look at life in the NFL, where we get a real insider, and Buzz asks some insightful questions to help out people like us who don't know anything about football. Joining us today from the Baltimore Ravens is the offensive line coach, Jim Coletta. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great, sir. Welcome to the playbook, and here is our sports director, Buzz Burbank.
Thanks for joining us, Jim, on Buzz Burbank's Inside Today's NFL, where we do look at the X's and O's of the game. I'm Buzz Burbank, and my guest today is Baltimore Ravens offensive line coach Jim Coletta. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
Do you mind if I call you Coach?
Yeah, sure. The players call me by their first names. A little different in college.
You can call me Buzz. My first question, Jim, are you excited about the upcoming season?
Yeah, we sure are. We finished on a good note with our offensive line last year, and we want to continue on the same vein right now.
A lot of people wonder this, Jim. Winning an NFL game, is it hard or is it easy?
It's extremely difficult.
A lot of work then involved.
Such a fair question. Everyone that you win, you savor because you're playing against quality players every time you play.
Coach Coletta, do you like your job? Do you enjoy your work?
Yeah, I do. It's a lot of fun, and it have some great guys to work with, which makes it that much better.
Good organization, good front office.
Good people, yes.
Chicks, the ladies, do they go after the offensive line coaches?
At my age, no, I don't think so.
If I could just break in for a moment to remind, while we do a show that's levity, a comedy, we try to put a smile.
Right.
Buzz, would you knock off the jokes and please
get down to some serious football talk?
Come on, learn us some football.
I'm not joking. I think Ravens fans really want to get to know the personnel, want to know the people they'll be rooting for, want to know the people behind the scenes, the people making it happen this year for the Baltimore Ravens. And so my next question, Coach, is I think a lot of people want to know, what kind of car do you drive?
A 1991 Chevy truck.
Ah, good for you. Nothing like a Chevy truck.
That's right.
As an offensive coach, do you try to be more offensive or less offensive than the other offensive coaches?
Oh, I worry more about them blocking and not being offensive.
You ask him a football question now. You have one? Do you have a football question? I mean, I know you're doing this to placate us, to make us happy.
Right.
Go ahead. Ask him one of those questions about
stuff you always talk about.
You know, the stuff you like chop blocking and about, that guy. I forget his name.
What's his name?
Number 75. I forget the guy's name.
Oh, I don't remember.
Jonathan Ogden. Ogden. Ask him about that.
How's number 75 looking this
Jonathan
season?
Ogden.
75 is real good. He may be the best one in this whole league.
Yeah.
Why
would that be? What makes him strong this year?
Mike. Well, he's 6'7" and he weighs about 350 pounds.
All right, our mics are off. Like you keep it the football, boy.
How many guys on your offensive team?
On the offensive team? Probably 26, 27.
Wow, so you got a good...
You can't jump in anymore.
You got a nice deep bench then.
We can't.
No, we got
can't.
A nice deep
that's
bench.
That's what it won't be funny.
He's on his own.
Let's see. Offense, defense. You prefer... You played offense, I take it, at some point?
I played both.
Yeah.
College, yeah.
You enjoyed that part, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure do.
Football.
You didn't know I led UCLA in rushing, did you?
No, I didn't. Congratulations. That's very impressive.
Yeah, at 172 yards for all season.
Wow, then you're in a good position to coach these guys.
Yeah, right.
You're qualified for your job.
Yes.
I think Ravens fans would be thrilled to hear that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And you think Ravens fans have a reason to be optimistic about the coming season?
No, I think they do. I think it's a good group of guys. They've been together quite a while now, and they've had some success, and there's some good players here.
Are you saddened by the untimely death of funk rocker Rick James?
He's got to do it on his own.
Well, I'm sad at anybody, but I don't know who he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Buzz, come on now. Ask him if he's a fan of Raven Nation. Is he a member of the Raven Nation?
Are you a member of the Raven Nation?
The Raven Nation?
Yeah.
I don't know if...
You're a legion of fans.
They must have some groups. I don't know if I'm a member. I must be... just by coaching, I think you join automatically.
I bet after they hear this interview, they'll send you a card.
Yeah, maybe.
Football. It's very popular, isn't it?
All right, ask him.
I would say so.
Don't coach him. He'll make it.
Okay.
He will make it.
And good money in coaching?
I want to help them.
It's such a little better in professional football. It's getting better all over the place, college and pros, but it's better in professional football.
But the greatest part has to be that it's a game, and games are fun, and so you're just getting paid to have fun, basically.
Well, the games are fun. They're a lot of work.
Yeah.
You do get to have fun. The problem is you don't win enough. You're looking for fun somewhere else.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of big guys on a field with leather and footballs.
Yep, running into each other for about 3 hours.
You got a nice break in cool weather here for training camp.
Right? Yeah, finally. It was really hot last few days, and
the weather,
today it's nice and cool.
Yeah, how about that weather, huh?
It's helpful for those big guys.
You think the Red Sox can still make a comeback at this point?
Oh, Buzz. Yeah, I don't even know what their record is.
Yeah, no, neither do they.
He's a football guy, buddy.
Yeah, football.
Who's pitching for the Red Sox these days? I don't even know who's pitching for them.
Yeah, they don't know either. Let's see. Jim, here, this is an excellent question for you. If you were in my position, what question would you ask you next?
Yeah. Why are you even on this show?
Jim, I haven't been critical of your work.
No, not at all.
Now, listen, you're a great sport, and we appreciate you taking the time to be on the show. I wanted to ask you also, without stating your political preference, you know, because you don't want to alienate anybody, so I would never ask you to do that. Who do you think, if you were just going to guess, who do you think will win the presidential election?
You're not going to put me in that spot, are you?
No, it's just a random guess.
Well, I'm one of those guys Rush Limbaugh didn't like. I'm an independent. I haven't made up my mind yet. I don't know.
Good for you. I think the Raven Nation salutes you, sir.
All right, thanks.
Wait, do you prefer a Letterman or Leno for your late-night viewing entertainment?
I never stay up that late. I can't last that.
Wow.
Right, these guys work all the time.
You had to watch TV at some point, Ginger or Marianne?
Ginger, Marianne.
Yeah, you know, from Gilligan's Island, it's always been a litmus test question for guys.
Which one was the blonde?
Ginger was the glamorous movie star, and Marianne was the girl next door.
The girl next door.
There you go. Good man. Good choice.
All right.
Let's see. Anything people should know, any news from the offensive line and from training camp that we should pass along at this point to Ravens fans?
Oh, not a whole lot. Everybody's staying healthy and working hard and eating well and getting enough sleep.
Eating. And a great stadium to play in. Not a bad seat in the house, is there?
No, it's one of the best there is in the NFL.
Well, Jim, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to talk to us. I know Ravens fans are very excited. Your NFL diehard fans are already geared up, ready for next week's big premiere of the games on TV.
Premiere.
We look forward to seeing how the Ravens do. And we hope you have a great opening night. We'll see you on the red carpet.
Well, Buzz, thanks very much. Enjoyed talking to you. Had some good laughs.
Jim Coletta, the offensive line coach of your Baltimore Ravens.
Well,
thanks for joining us.
Once again, it's the Buzz Burbank segment. Sir, thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thanks, coach.
All right, thank you.
Inside today's NFL.
Bye-bye.
Well, he's shaking his head right now.
Great job, Buzz. He seemed really nice.
Buzz Burbank. That one's for you.
And you over here were chomping because you are such a fan, you almost couldn't let it happen.
Well, I was trying just to lead him into areas that
wasn't funny, that's it.
I was misled. I was told I could ask him anything I wanted and be myself, and then I get this last-minute rule, just football question. Well, you know.
You were funny over here because you wanted, you had 300 questions.
No, I was just going to toss out, my thought was, but never mind, it worked out great. Mm-hmm. I thought if you threw out a name, he'd throw out another name, and then you wouldn't know who the name is that he was talking about.
Well, we were hoping for Buzz that he would be a talker, and he was really not a talker.
No, he didn't give me a lot to work off or to play off of.
Well, we're eating right.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're looking good. Well, either way, there you go. Kudos to Buzz Burbank for Buzz's NFL section.
I want more of those.
I never did get to ask him about the wrongful imprisonment of Cheech Marin.
Well, Buzz, there's 32 teams to go through.
Well,
Johnny Tron.
What questions would you ask me? How did you get on this show?
Yeah.
That was cruel.
That was cruel.
He didn't need to say that.
No. I have no idea what that guy looks like, but you got to know, he's one of those old, crusty.
Yeah. He's like a Jim Hannifin kind of guy.
Yeah. Been in the NFL. Rob, isn't that exactly the name I said to you? I said, Mike, I swear, during the break.
Is he like Hanny?
That's what I said to Rob. I picture this guy as like Jim Hannifin.
Wouldn't that be, as far as coaches in the NFL, average ages, usually the offensive line guys, or offensive coordinators, those are the guys that are long in the tooth.
Celebrity he most resembled. I didn't ask him that either.
But I'm looking forward to the premiere of the NFL.
On the red carpet.
That was my favorite part
of the night. You've got your premiere coming up.
Very exciting.
I love it.
Thank you, Bud. Listen, $1,500 on the line now.
Yes.
And we're going to give away the money today because yesterday we were so close.
Yes.
We were so, so close.
Absolutely.
877-365-3636. If you want to play the secret sound, you want to identify this common everyday sound and win $1,500.
I'm feeling good about this, especially now since our audience knows everything there is to know about the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Buzz?
Yes?
Here's a question for you.
All right.
How many men on offense?
11.
How many on defense?
11.
Trick question.
All right.
How many on special teams?
I only know of the one, the kicker. I don't know of the others. I know not of these special teams.
I know not of these special teams.
11
on the special.
Always 11 men on each side.
It's 11.
Right. At all times.
For a field goal, how many men on the field?
To all of them.
All of them. You're too good. Caller 100 right now. Maybe you win some big money. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Right, here we are. Time for a quick station break.
And let's say Burlington, Vermont. 96.7 WXZO or Q. You know, I'm getting that old guy thing where I got to hold the paper back farther.
Really? You want me to hold it over here for you?
I was saying, if it's that far away.
Look how small the print is.
Is that nearsighted or farsighted?
I don't know, but I've got 20/20 vision.
But you got your thingies done, right?
Yeah, I got my thingies done. I got my eyes done. I got my the laser surgery. Mm-hmm. Rob, what would you say? That is WXZ...
Zero.
XZO.
It's done. It's 1-300
Reno, it's KBZZ. Uh-huh. That's in Reno. It's WBZZ in Tampa Bay. Uh-huh. And in Worcester, Mass., it's WORC.
We are getting so many stations that we have to make them smaller on the page to fit them all.
That's right. And we work at WJFK FM, which is our home station here in D.C. And why are Ron and Fez here? That's my question.
Well, why don't we find out?
Well, yeah. I'm throwing that out. Yeah. I mean, we got a show to do and a contest to do, but Ron and Fez are never here during the day. They're the guys who do the nighttime show. And Ron had on, like, his Sam Kinison sport coat.
Oh, that's always interesting.
So that means it's got to be some type of a meeting happening, something happening.
I certainly hope they're not dragging him in with clients.
I would think they're past that now.
I would hope they've gotten by that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here is a caller 100. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great. And who is this, please?
This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rochester.
Right on WHTK. And I'll tell you that they are a 10-year affiliate of the Don and Mike Show.
Bravo to Rochester.
So we give up some love there to Rochester. You have won the Entourage prize pack just for calling from HBO. It's an all-new episode Sunday night at 10, 9 Central, only on Home Box Office. Now, have you heard all of the clues with the secret sound?
Yes, I have.
Did you even hear the clue yesterday? Did you hear the guy guess yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Then I think we might be ready to give away $1,500.
Good.
I'll play you the sound now. It's a common everyday sound. Clues are hygiene, personal hygiene, Bob the intern, alcohol. Forget alcohol.
Forget alcohol.
And then I'm going to give you the killer clue today.
Okay.
Okay.
Killer clue. The nickname for Bob the intern when he worked on our show with Buzz, his nickname was B.O. Bob.
Can't get a better clue than that.
All right. Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it comes. That's the sound, and now you have 15 seconds. Here it is one more time. And that latest clue, B.O. Bob.
Yeah. If you're wondering, that was anything by Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay. I thought it might be Michael McDonald.
No, it's anything by Pearl
Jam. Oh, you know, Frida said to me the other day, do you want to go see the Doobie Brothers?
Right.
And I said, I guess. Is it Michael McDonald? She went, no. I went, no, I don't want to see the Doobie Brothers without Michael McDonald.
Was the Michael McDonald era your favorite? Because I liked a lot of the stuff before him.
Yeah, I liked a lot of the stuff before him, too. But it's like, you know, I get used to hearing that.
Telling me she's going to be for you.
Listen.
Taking it to the street.
Do you have a guess?
Yes, I do.
For $1,500 American dollars. What is it?
It is putting the deodorant lid can back on the deodorant can.
Rob?
Is it putting the lid back on the can?
Hold on. What, Rob?
Not stated very...
No, and I think you need to get a little... The English language has to come into play here.
All right, can you be more specific, please? I think I kind of understood it.
It's not a question of being more specific. You can probably rephrase that.
Okay, can you rephrase it,
please? Yes, I can. Okay. Is it putting the lid back on the deodorant can, the top of the deodorant? Putting the lid back on.
And
not a lid, though.
It's the plastic cap. The cap.
Yes, sir.
Which also could be known as a lid, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Either way. Well, now, this is not how the contest is supposed to end, with everybody getting mad at this guy.
I'm not mad. I'm just, I got sucked in a little bit by my friend Rob over there.
Listen, you have just won
congratulations!
$1,000.
Cool. Excellent.
$500.
Nice.
So let's recap those clues that I gave you.
Let's relive.
Okay, so first clue was hygiene. Obviously, it's deodorant.
Right.
Second clue, personal hygiene, meaning not someone else's but yours.
Right.
Third clue, Bob the intern, who was known for having awful body odor.
B.O. Bob.
He was the worst.
Terrible.
Then you have Rob's clue, alcohol, to throw people off.
Yes, that
Rob,
works.
If you would please explain the clue, alcohol.
Primary ingredient, right guard.
One
brand of the odor.
Now, my clue that I would have given was I would have said Jerry Kramer. Because he played right guard for the Green Bay Packers.
That's a great clue, though. That's kind of a riddle clue.
That's really good.
That's really well. I'll remember it the next time.
That's another feather in your lid.
Anyway, and then I said take away the alcohol. So that, of course, is the answer.
Uh-huh.
And you've won $1,500. And that means on Monday, we'll have a brand new secret sound to start this all over.
Yay!
Nice.
Enjoy. You know, I know a lot of shows give away a lot of money, but I got to be honest with you. We don't have any money to give away, so
right.
When we give away this money, we're going to send you an envelope with Monopoly money. we have the money to send it, but you...
What a great way to lid off the week, though.
That is. Excellent.
We tip our lids to you, sir.
And if you had gotten it wrong, I'm afraid I'd have to lid your ass.
I believe I would do that myself.
Put a lid in his ass.
And he'll have the standard plan is $1 a month for 1,500 months.
Right. Thank you. Hold on just a second, please.
Okay.
So the riddle has been solved. Again, Rob, the official answer is?
Recapping a can of deodorant.
Bingo. Listen again, please. It's a can of right guard. You tell Buzz why'd you make it.
Doesn't sound like recapping a can of deodorant.
That's what it is. There it is.
Buzz, are you thinking we need to have Rob bring him the sounds and demonstrate them live?
He did bring it in, and we taped it in the production room.
I use a roll-on, so I'm not familiar with that sound. Yes, John.
I'll vouch for it. I saw it happen.
Thank really? God.
Yeah. So you believe, just so you know, Mike,
right.
I saw it, John saw it, Rob saw it.
It's, hey, I'm not the one that's questioning
or Buzz.
It. Right, yeah.
Buzz, it's the real sound.
Okay. What was it, a tin lid?
Yes. Well, it's not easy to make it sound right.
Was it metal? Is it metal, though? A metal?
It's a plastic cap on
plastic cap. On a on the metal, the deodorant bottle, the spray, the...
One of the best sounds we've ever had. I like
it. Is. It is a good sound.
It wasn't the flat clicking that we normally
get.
That's coming back on Monday.
Oh, God.
So be happy. Wow. And what is this? The best Michael McDonald song? Oh, speaking of, we talked about the Doobie Brothers. Here's the best, in my humble opinion, best Michael McDonald song ever. I mentioned this, What a Fool Believes. This is one of my private Michael McDonald tapes.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
That's Michael McDonald.
Downtown.
Great guy.
When you've got work.
Ain't he good?
He's fantastic.
The reasons to help, I know.
All right, stop it.
That voice.
Okay, what?
To the music of the traffic.
Michael McDonald sings back up.
On the sidewalk where the neon signs are happy again.
Happy again.
Maybe.
All right, just turn off the Jerry Todd. Turn it off. Where's the George Bush thing?
Petula.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's George Bush the idiot. That's all I want to. When I was writing my notes for the show today, I just wrote George Bush the idiot.
Okay. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Okay. Thanks, Dope. Now,
awesome.
We have such a limited time here.
Yes.
With stuff we want to get into the show, want to get your phone calls in, want to play the Friday favorite.
Mm-hmm.
We just had the $1,500 winner on the Secret Sound. So let me just tell you the things I have left over from this week that I've wanted to talk to you about. Tom Brokaw has a stalker. Jethro Bodine is still trying to get his casino going. Arnold is stepping up for Tom Arnold. Arnold Schwarzenegger is stepping up on behalf of Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold have some problems?
I will tell you why in a moment.
All right.
I have news on John Edwards eating at Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly NASCAR. Now, hold on if you're listening to us in the South. NASCAR is going to allow some coloreds into NASCAR.
Oh, there might be controversy.
Mm-hmm. A guy's getting killed on CSI. George Clooney. Bee Gees by Nazi stuff. What's her name is stupid. Pam Anderson is stupid. And Benji the dog is dying.
No.
These are all of the things that I wanted to discuss with you.
That's quite a plate you have.
These are leftovers. And I'm not even going to mention that the guy in that they've casted the Get Smart movie totally, and that they're making that awful Richard Pryor Jackie Gleason movie, The Toy. They're doing a remake of that.
Oh
movie.
My God!
Why?
That'll
make you sick. Oprah, who says,
did you say that the Get Smart movie, they've miscast it?
Is No, they have cast
the
entire movie, not just the guy from The Daily Show in the role of Maxwell Smart.
Very
cast
good.
The entire movie. Hold on a second. Now that I told you, okay, here you go. Maybe I heard this. Okay, this would be equal. This is like equal what they say on Fox Fair and Balance, because we just played the Bush is an idiot tape.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you heard the spiel about his John Edwards and his wife go to Wendy's every year on their anniversary.
Isn't that special?
And maybe you saw the sound bite or the video clip of them at the Wendy's on their recent anniversary.
Right.
Well, these guys, they got to know how the game is played. You may have seen the footage, okay? And it's John Kerry and John Edwards and their wives eating at Wendy's for the anniversary of John Edwards and his wife, which they do every year, something for like 27 years or something. John Kerry, here's what they ordered. John Kerry had a cup of 99-cent chili.
Oh, the chili, yeah.
His wife, Teresa, had a Frosty. John Edwards and his wife, Elizabeth, ate small meals of hamburgers and fries. Now, this would not be a story in anybody's mind.
No.
Unless they hadn't been bright enough to shake the tail earlier in the day before they went to Wendy's.
Oh, really?
To have their big photo op lunch to show that they're regular people. They had lunches including shrimp, grilled sea scallops, stuffed chicken and steak salad. They had an entire fancy catered meal
prior to going to Wendy's
on their bus costs over $200 a person on the bus before they went and had the photo op at Wendy's, which is why John Kerry only ordered the small chili because he just got done having
weren't having a real lunch.
The big gigantic.
It was a fake lunch.
Right. No biggie fries.
Right. No biggie fries. Oh, okay, wow. Now listen to this.
That's it. I think the election's doomed.
If you're a NASCAR fan, like I kind of am, and my kind of is, maybe you've noticed. Have you noticed it's very white?
Yeah, it seems to be a very white sport.
Have you noticed that in the crowd? You don't see an awful lot of faces of color.
Right.
Well, guess who's coming to the rescue?
Oh,
Funkmaster Flex. Good. Let me see. They somehow NASCAR got Funkmaster Flex. He has a good show. That show Pimp Your Ride.
Right.
So now they've gotten him. NASCAR has gotten him into some type of promotion deal, and he's going to have a new TV show that's tied into NASCAR.
He's probably got one of the best car shows. I like him better than those that father son team when they put the ride. I like him better than the chopper guy.
Oh yeah, so do I. I like and you know there's another really good show with that guy. Who was funny for a couple of minutes? Titus, what's his name?
Christopher Titus.
He has a show on Discovery Channel or one of those outdoor living, whatever it is.
Right.
A show called Rides.
Okay.
Where he is a car nut and he fixes up cars and pimps up cars.
Pimp Your Ride, isn't that they do two things? Don't they take like very wealthy people and modify their cars? Like they'll take a Hummer and they'll do. But don't they take cars from people, like ordinary people,
turn them... Like a special a King for a Day edition.
Right, right.
Like a woman will write a letter, you know, my husband's down on his luck, he's got a 68 Camaro, and like in 2 days they take it away and they turn it cherry.
This one car, this kid went nuts. I mean, he had just a complete beater and they turned it around.
That's right. So here's what Funkmaster Flex says. Quote, and now he's talking about doing a NASCAR show for Spike TV.
Right.
And on his NASCAR show, he will only have multicultural drivers.
Really?
So I want to see this.
Are there any multicultural drivers?
Well, he says he has found African-American, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, and a lot of different people from different races who have not had the opportunity to race on NASCAR on TV.
Okay.
He's giving guys, talented drivers, a chance to run. It doesn't matter what color they are.
Now, I can hear the talk in the NASCAR. So I don't understand why he has to do that. Click, click, click.
You know that's right.
Come on, man.
You know that's right.
Shouldn't take the heat off Jeff Gordon, though.
with his alternative lifestyle.
So just NASCAR fans, just be aware.
Right.
Just be aware.
Funkmaster Flex is coming.
Right. Hold on. What is this? I have the shows wrong.
Of course I do.
Matt. Hello, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay, what do I have wrong, my friend?
Okay, Funkmaster Flex has a show on Spike TV. It's called Ride with Funkmaster Flex.
Oh.
MTV.
Oh, is that Pimp Your Ride on MTV?
That's Pimp Your Ride. That's got Exhibit on it, and he's a rapper with cornrows or a nine or something. And then there's a show called Overhauling on TLC with Chip Poos, and that's to straighten you out on that. And then American Chopper is with the two old guys that fight back and forth. And then West Coast Choppers is with Jesse James.
Yeah.
So just wanted to straighten you guys out.
Okay, thank you, my friend. And incidentally, now you sound...
Maybe this guy, maybe like auto shows is this guy's football.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Just when football's not on.
Do you wish there was more diversity in NASCAR?
No.
Football's not on, I guess I was wrong about that too, huh?
Bye-bye.
I guess we're all wrong. It must be so nice to be right all day.
You missed his answer, though. Do you think there should be more diversity in NASCAR?
No.
No.
Just flat out no?
Flat out no.
He does not.
Flat out no. Hold on. Time for Dumb Guy. David?
Hey.
Hi, Dumb Guy. How you doing, Dumb Guy?
Hey, I got breaking news for you. I hate the Trump buzz on this.
Yeah.
But according to the New York Daily News, Rick James just died.
Yeah, right. Dumb Guy!
I had it first.
Dumb Guy!
He had it in the first segment today.
Dumb Guy!
Oh, I actually didn't listen to the first segment for a change.
Well, then you have no right to call with that.
What town does your mom live in?
Whoresville.
I like Whoresville.
Okay.
Shalom.
Whoresville.
Whoresville.
Welcome to Whoresville.
Welcome to Whoresville.
Is that your mother?
All right, here's... I want to just mention Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tom Arnold. Tom Arnold, who still looks high to me every time he's on TV.
He does.
Apparently has been in a 12-step program for something like 15 years. I know. He still is like a rat on crack every time he's on TV.
I guess he falls off once in a while.
So anyway, so Tom Arnold is mad at the National Enquirer because the National Enquirer has been following around Matthew Perry.
Right.
Okay. And, Tom Arnold is now filing a lawsuit against the National Enquirer on behalf of all celebrities. And guess who's jumping in? Arnold. Here is the quote, and this comes on official State of California stationery.
Arnold's suing a lot of people lately.
Mm-hmm. Hi. This is how these guys operate. This is Arnold's letter supporting Tom Arnold. This is how these guys operate. They're bad news. They would be happy if celebrities relapsed. This is the governor of California.
Yes. Shut up, Arnold.
You know, this is the guy. Now listen, which guy's dumber?
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we.
Right.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
But that guy?
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
You see, the thing is, now that I'm in the governor's mansion, I get to talk to lawyers every day. I talk to them, and they come in and the thing and the stuff. And so what they do is they say, hey, I'm so angry. Why don't you sue them? And I said, I got all these lawyers. I know now that I'm the governor. So I'll sue everybody. I started with the bobbleheads, and now I'm moving into the National Enquirer.
Then that, the bad news. They would be happy if every celebrity relapsed.
That's what they'd be excited about.
That's your governor of California worrying about Matthew Perry
right.
in the National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Rick?
Yes.
Hello, Rick. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? Am I on the show?
See, if you have to ask if you're on the show.
Technically, no.
Really, no. You were, but you're not now. God, I don't have time for this. CSI Miami. They're killing a guy. You know, and if you don't want to know about this, too bad, because who cares? Mm-hmm. It's the guy who plays Speed.
Yeah.
On CSI Miami.
Which one is he? Is he one of the CSI guys?
Yeah, he's the guy.
We're gonna miss him.
Guy with curly hair, the photographer.
Okay.
Anyway, how many times has David Caruso said in that monotone, "Speed, get over here, Speed.
Speed, I want to reach out to you,
Speed.
Not anymore. Right.
Not in my town, Speed.
And I'm always there.
Anyway, he is off CSI Miami. He's not off like they fired the other people from CSI.
Right.
He just wants off the show. He doesn't want more money. He doesn't want to be on the show. So they're doing something smart. They're going to kill him off in the first episode.
That's the way it always ought to be on these dramas.
So that's how
on these dramas.
You kill him off. Now, there's been a lot of talk about what celebrity I resemble most recently.
Yes.
And somebody threw out Dustin Hoffman. Mm-hmm. I've maintained for years George Clooney. Mm-hmm. And now I think, if you just bear me out, you might finally agree with me. George fans have been warned to expect big changes when they see George Clooney on screen for his new movie.
Hmm.
For his new film, the follow-up to Ocean's 12, he's done with the sequel to Ocean's 11,
right.
George Clooney has shaved his head and has gained 50 pounds.
50 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He is going to play some CIA agent, and apparently he's walking down the street now, and nobody recognizes him, except people are probably coming up and saying, hey, aren't you the guy from the Don and Mike show?
Well, in the great tradition of Robert De Niro and other great actors, he's...
Right.
The thing is, Marlon Brando did it years ago, and he never came back.
Right, he never made it all the way back. Kelly. Kelly, Don and Mike. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I was going to make a comment about NASCAR. They're already diverse.
Really?
Yeah, there's a black guy and an Oriental guy, and they can't
an Oriental guy.
Wait, now, hold on, honey. Hold on. There's a black guy and an Oriental guy. At what level of NASCAR?
Well, there's a black guy that drives the truck.
Okay. Yeah. When I talk about the no diversity in NASCAR, which is the way that it is, I'm talking about the NASCAR race that you see on Sunday.
Right.
Mike, the equivalent would be if she said, well, there's a guy in the Red Sox system.
Yeah, he's playing A-ball. He's playing for the Portland Sea Dogs.
Right. They got the same thing. And,
right.
And so, anyway, goodbye. Get out of here.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
They like the guy, excuse me, he's Asian, I guess no Oriental, because that's a bug. Well, he drives like 3 or 4 times a year on Sundays.
Oh, so he's a token.
Yeah,
three or four times a year they let him drive on a Sunday.
I think eventually you will see them make it to the bigs, which is the show, you know, the equivalent of the show in NASCAR, and I'm sure you're happy about that, right?
No.
No, she's not.
Wow, unanimous.
Mike, listen, the NASCAR fans.
Wait, you're not serious, are you?
I'm serious.
You don't want to see like diversity at the top levels?
But I don't understand why. I think they're doing it just to make a point that there isn't diversity already. I mean, if they're a great driver.
Maybe you misunderstood my question. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
I said if you have multicultural drivers in NASCAR at the top level, you know, the Sunday race, you're fine with that, right?
I'm fine with that.
How would you feel if a man, if it came down to like the race this Sunday in Indianapolis? What if it's Dale Jr. and let's say Leroy Jackson is driving a car, and Leroy Jackson right at the last minute shoots by Dale Jr. and as Dale Jr. is trying to get second place, some guy named Kim Jong comes by, and all of a sudden a guy named Leroy and a guy named Kim Jong have beaten Dale Jr. How would you feel?
Well, being a big Dale Jr. fan, I'd be pissed. But as long as it was a legal move and they were there
If this was Bill O'Reilly, you know, right after she said she'd be pissed. Thank you very much for your answer.
Yes.
What if Kim Jong drove a little like Tony Stewart?
that's fine.
What if he threw, like, chopsticks out the window?
I think
maybe Dale Jr. throws forks at him. I mean, you know.
This is true. She's all about the Dale Jr.
Okay.
All right, just checking.
All right, honey, get out of here.
Well, thank you for our NASCAR open forum.
Hey, the Baltimore rabbi is on the telephone. Hello, shalom.
Shalom, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine, rabbi.
Well, I was just calling in because I heard you talking about the diversity in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Can I make just one or two quick points?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Can you find anybody from your side anywhere in NASCAR?
Well, no. We don't do that.
No.
What do you think we are? Stupid. We're gonna let the guy get in the fast car. But no. Seriously, guys. I keep an eye out because I'm also diversifying my television show as well.
Really?
Really? How so?
Watch for it on Fox. It's called When Jews Attack. Okay? And I'll tell you something else. All right? We've been getting a lot of complaints from parents who are worried about their children seeing the violent Jews on television.
Uh-huh.
But guys, one other thing too. M. Night Shyamalan's new movie?
Yeah.
The secret is it's us out in the woods. It's my people.
You know why this guy's so funny? It's because this guy is really a rabbi.
He's really a rabbi, ladies and gentlemen.
So funny.
Well, I haven't really found out that I do this in my spare time.
All right, shalom.
Yeah, then they kick you out.
Shalom. Get out of here. One more question about this NASCAR crap. I'm sorry you even brought it up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Could you hear Darrell Waltrip calling the race if there's more diversity in NASCAR? Leading the pack out of turn one, it's Dwayne Washington driving the old English 800 Cadillac. Not going to work for me.
Thank you.
This is Spicoli. We're playing with fire.
Mike, I'm simply tapping into what I hear is one of the best demos available in America. It's the NASCAR dad. The NASCAR dad. Right. Right.
How are ye?
Let's do a phone scan, and let's make this a NASCAR-free phone scan.
NASCAR-free, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. 877-365-3636. That's the phone number from America. 877-365-3636. Canada, 800-636-1067. D.C., 202-432-1067. We take your calls there on screen. Call us on any topic except the diversity in NASCAR as we go to break. I didn't have time to tell you everything. However, Benji the dog is dying.
No.
Okay, that was my feel-good. I don't have time to give you the whole big setup. But Benji had retinal reattachment surgery Tuesday as planned.
Yay!
But not doing as well as doctors had hoped.
Oh,
and incidentally, we've been thinking the wrong thing all along.
Benji is a she.
Oh, really? Oh, you imagine carrying that around as a dog.
So there, and not the original Benji incident.
Oh, really?
Yes, one of many Benjis.
Benji was on Petticoat Junction.
Benji was on Petticoat Junction?
Hold on. If there was a dog that was on Petticoat Junction, that dog would be like 30 years old
right.
in human years.
There were different ones, I guess.
It's got to be
different. Got to be different ones. Hey, Uncle Joe.
How are you? Sorry to hear about Benji.
Are you just moving kind of slow, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm going to eat him. I'm going to eat Benji.
Hey, Uncle Joe.
Yeah, I'm moving to the junction. I'm going to eat Benji.
How you feel about diversity in NASCAR, Uncle Joe?
Don't care for it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Eddie Kendricks. Give up, baby. That's right, kids. Before it was a commercial, it was a song.
Yeah.
Right?
The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse.
Hi there.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Phone scan straight ahead with your calls. Congratulations to Jamie Lanuski, Andover, New York. He listens on the Rochester station, WHTK. He won $1,500 today with the secret sound. It's a can of Right Guard. Putting the cap back on.
That's right.
What it is.
Okay.
Let's see. Monday on the show. Hey, come here. Now, we're just talking. Thank you for coming in. Here are Ron and Fez.
Ron and Fez.
Hi, boys. Let's get more X's and O's with Buzz. I have learned more about football in the past hour.
You're welcome.
Ron and Fez do the show after us on WJFK and in Tampa and in Baltimore.
Very rare for them to be in the building at this time of day.
Yeah. And, Ron, you had the look when you were coming down the hall, client meeting.
Yeah, I had the jacket on.
The sport jacket.
And I gave him the whole, you know what, that sounds fantastic. And that way we can tie it into the show, and you're selling and the listeners don't even know it.
Yeah.
When we're meeting with the clients, jacket is the key word.
So when do you guys, at what point, because you've been here now over a year,
yeah.
You're popular, you do a great show, at what point do you say to management, we don't want to be brought in, because I know you don't want to meet clients.
No,
nobody does.
Clients, no.
So at what point do you say enough is enough?
This, I think you get it down to once a quarter. If you can do that where you meet a bunch of them,
mm-hmm.
and then you're like, hey, we'd like to have some that we could use at home.
Right.
This would be great for my wife. And no matter what it happens to be, oh, we love it.
I'm thinking I probably have about 4 or 5 pieces of my soul left, so I can manage that many more meetings.
Yeah.
More sales meetings.
Now, who hooks you into this? Does Alan hook you into this?
It's Julie and it's Jag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we spend... How can we turn 9/11 into a marketing fun thing for everybody?
I hope that works out.
You know, yeah. We moved to our office downstairs. The hardest thing has been on the sales guys who come by and go, hey, how you guys doing? Hey, you got an idea?
That was the one I got the other day. Somebody walked in and said, so, you got any ideas what we can do?
I'm like, get out. Leave now. So because we don't have a lot of contact with you, because you guys show up right before your show,
right.
Is that one of the reasons that you don't
Absolutely.
Show at the station? Because
yeah.
you get because the leeches and the maggots back there jump on you?
If you watch, I show up 2 minutes to 7, and Julie's pulling out 4 minutes to 7, and I'm giving her the big wave in the driveway. I'm calling you back. I'm going to give you a call.
It's medieval medicine, really, going to a sales meeting.
Yeah.
And now let me ask, is your show available to the other stations that we're on now? Do you have a deal with anybody,
no.
or is it just...
No, it's Catch as Catch Can, the Ron and Fez show.
And that means our agent. We catch him when we can.
Okay. Well, we endorse it. Anybody out there, these guys do one hell of a show.
Yeah.
And like us, they're bare bones. We must have an embarrassment of riches compared to what
right.
you guys, I mean, as far as what the station will give us.
Right.
Do you guys even have a producer yet?
No, we have no producer. We have a lot of interns.
Yeah.
And they're always going, you guys want any water? And that's where we meet halfway. So we got no show prep. But a lot of water lined up.
Oh, if water were gold, Don and Mike.
And I'm telling you, first off, you don't need a producer, but right. You need a producer. You know what I mean?
Just for background, these guys are heard on this station in Washington, D.C., also in Baltimore, and now in Tampa.
Tampa.
And they should be on in a lot more cities that we're on.
Tampa, nice. 1010 The Buzz, the best named station ever.
And you guys are from, you've been down in that area, right? Yeah. Down in Tampa, so you got to be glad to be on there.
Fez is born and raised in Pinellas Park.
Very good. Do you have any friends down in Tampa?
By friends, you mean gay lovers?
Well, I was just
I have friends. I'm a human.
So now you're not doing the split shift anymore, right? So now you're just doing just 7-4, because for a while you had to come in at 11 in the morning and come in at 7 o'clock at night.
We're not supposed to let anybody know that we're not live 11 in the morning, but it's the same thing you hear at 7 at night. We're just re-going over it. But don't bring up, it's a good night tonight. None of that stuff.
Right.
You'll never get the weather out of us.
Friday night, date night. All right, well, Ron and Fez, I just wanted to say we're big fans.
Thank you very much.
We support you guys, always.
Yeah, it's a great show.
And it's nice to see you in the station. I just wish they'd leave you the hell alone.
Mm-hmm. You know, and a day like today when we lost Rick James, mm-hmm. I think we all come together as one industry.
Absolutely.
One business today.
I'm going to get all choked up,
Ron. And the last nice thing I'll say is I'll give you credit. You had this Bush tape last night. I got in the car at 7:05. I'm listening to Ron and Fez show. First call I made was to Beth Ann. I said, you don't even have a producer.
Right.
I called her up. I said, you are the worst producer in the world. I was such a jerk to her. And she said, why? I said, turn on the radio. And I held the phone down to the radio, and this is what I heard.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Yes.
And I'm laughing. I said, that's on Ron and Fez's show! 5 minutes after our show is over!
Wait a minute. We just heard that same speech in the sales meeting.
Anyway, if all is cool with you guys, then we're cool.
We're cool.
Cool. Always very cool.
Listen to the Ron and Fez show, everybody.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike.
We like having you guys around.
Thank you. And also one of the most beautiful days of the summer, they bring those guys in.
Yeah.
Come in the middle of the day.
You maggots, leave them alone. They're like leeches, they are.
Let them live.
Oh, there's Ron and Fez. They're the guys who've worked here less than 2 years. We'll get them to go out on the sales calls with us.
Yes, put this outfit on.
Yes, please, go ahead, do it. Put the jacket on. I remember the last sales call that I ever went on,
mm-hmm.
and it was with you, Mike,
yep.
and it was when we worked at the other station.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove to the boot store,
oh my God.
Which is very close to the radio station we work at now.
And weren't we? And this is I have to be pathetic here. It was an offer of that got us out. It was an offer of free boots,
free cowboy boots.
And I got sucked in again myself because the ones we haven't been on one together for years. But I got sucked in with the free boots again. And I think both of them turned out the same way. Same exact client, too. Come on down. You'll get free boots.
And we're sitting
there. And then they want to talk about schedules. And they want to talk about commercials.
We're sitting in a goddamn boot store in some kind of log cabin for an hour while Mike is trying on every. The guy's saying,
these are lovely. Is this Lizard?
Yeah, right.
Free boots.
Client meetings. Here's a brief, client meetings for dummies.
Mm-hmm.
DJs have to go out. If someone wants to buy a commercial on your show, sometimes you have to go out and meet the client.
Right.
You have to tell them, oh, I like your product. Yeah, you're great. Blah, blah. I promise we won't say bad words when your client, your spot is running. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And they finally figured out with us that we are not the best ones to dress up and take out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let me reference the scene in the Blues Brothers. When they go into the... Do we have that tape, Rob? And then we'll get to the phone scam. Where they want the guy to join the band.
Yeah, right? So they go into the fancy restaurant the maitre d'.
He's the maitre d' at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And Aykroyd says, well, until you decide to come back to the band, we're not leaving.
And that's just a reference point, but this is exactly how we behave in a client meeting.
All right. How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women, I want to buy your women, the little girls, your daughters. Sell them to me. Tell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You, how much for your wife?
Right about at that point, Captain Maitre d' comes over and says, all right, I'm in the band.
Get him out of here.
Okay, phone scam, here we go, 877-365-3636. Hello, this is the phone scam. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Bueno Arbusto, you super freaky radio god.
Right on. Will everybody please stop with the Rick James stuff, for God's sakes? It's my anniversary now. It's going to be ruined because Rick James is dead.
I think we paid our tribute.
Well, that's actually why I was calling. I was calling to congratulate you and Frida on your 23rd.
Yes, and think about this. Half my life now, I've been married to that woman.
Congratulations.
Half.
Well, you know the theme for, like, the fourth is leather, the fourth is wood, the ninth is leather. Do you know what the 23rd is?
Yes, it's duct tape. It's not duct tape. That's a joke. It's an athletic tube sock and full of BBs.
A quart of BBs.
That's what it is.
Wow.
Hello, Don at Mike's show. Phone scan. Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, Sacramento checking in. 84 degrees, sunny skies.
Okay, thanks.
Happy duct tape.
We're past the weather thing. Mike, no, I would only duct tape the ones I love.
Of course. I know you do. You only, you do that because you love.
The one I love.
Mm-hmm.
Frida.
Right.
And then you're the one that says all the greetings. You say all this, you give her all the salutations. Happy anniversary, honey. And she's going,
I love Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike? You're hurting me. You're hurting me.
You bastard. Stop it.
Hey, stop playing around.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. We're having some fun. Sorry about
that. You hang up with everybody, and then, just want to let you know I had a similar circumstance.
Wait, hold on a second. Before you start, sir, did you say we hang up on everybody?
Both they don't.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike show. Come on, you can't throw us a softball like that.
No way.
Hello, you're on the air. Phone scan.
Don and Mike, radio gods. Happy anniversary, Don.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to try to stump the rod, if I may have my chance.
Stump the rod.
And what is the category?
The Don and Mike show.
Okay, show trivia.
Well, we're for that because it's about us.
Mm-hmm. I'll try. Go ahead.
Rob?
Sir?
What is the name of Charlie Stuang Stabilak's ex-wife, and who was her voice?
Baklava, as voiced by Diana Silman.
Oh, that's so easy.
Good, I lose.
That's a real easy one. You're a big loser. Hi, Don and Mike show, phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I called. I wanted to give Bud the recipe from yesterday I called.
The recipe?
The recipe.
Yeah, it's two hydrocodones. About four beers, about every half hour a beer.
Four beers, all right.
And then about two bong hits every 15 minutes.
What is this bong you speak of?
Call me if his condition worsens.
Get out of here.
Also, hello. Didn't Baklava work at Joanne's Nut House?
Yes, she did.
In Iverson Mall.
Iverson Mall, not Landover Mall. Iverson Mall. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, phone scan.
Happy anniversary, Don.
Okay, everybody, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I wear it as a badge of courage. I wear your praise.
Congratulations.
I wear your praise.
Everybody's very happy.
As a badge of courage. I think it's frankly amazing.
It is.
And I would like to say once again to my sister-in-law, Judy, ha! What do you think now?
Yeah, because she didn't give you guys 3 months.
No. I found out that right after our wedding that she had gone to members of my family and placed side bets that the wedding wouldn't last 3 months.
Yeah. You win.
Who's the big winner here?
Yeah. Donnie's the big winner. Winner I am.
That's how money you are.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm not going to ask how you're doing. You guys probably get that about 1,000 times.
We're doing great. We'd be doing even better if people stopped to ask us how we're doing.
Thank you, guys.
What?
I just want to say a couple things to you guys.
Sure, go ahead.
For one, you got one of the best voices in the industry. And
Wait. All we heard was you have one of the best voices in the industry.
Buzz. One of the best voices.
Buzz.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Whatever.
Anything else?
Comments in the background?
What?
Rob's comments in the background always bust me up. He's so funny.
Right. I think that this guy is apparently just a fan of everybody except you and I, Mike.
I believe that's the way it sounds.
He's out of there.
Yeah, goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
There's no need for you to come to the microphone.
Just hate
right
it
now.
When anarchists call. Anarchists.
Yeah. You've been listening to those Bush tapes too much.
All right, Bob Newhart.
We have to get rid of the anarchists.
Why, you just slow down a little bit there, Bill Maher.
Absolutely, and get them all with their insurance.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hi there, you're on the air.
I just wanted to tell you, thank you for everything that y'all do. You know, you make my drive home enjoyable every day. Your show's hilarious. And I heard a joke today, and I wanted to know if I could tell you the guys a joke.
No. Here's the deal. Come on now. You sound like a nice man.
Such a nice call at the beginning as he was just showering us with praise.
The deal here is you can certainly tell a joke, and if it's funny, I swear to God we'll laugh. We're all in good moods today. It's Friday. What the hell? If we don't laugh at the joke, we give out your phone number, and you have to agree to that.
All right, that's fine.
So you really think the joke is... And listen, for anybody that doubts this, if the joke is funny just one time, I'd like to be able to say for future guys that call like this,
right,
somebody has made us laugh on one
has
of these.
Has it ever happened, though?
Never.
It's happened certainly on Make Us Laugh.
Yeah, but not this.
But it's never happened with random callers with jokes.
I'll tell you, it's a West Virginia joke, so...
And let me explain. I just want to go into a little more detail here. The reason a lot of the times that it doesn't go over, we're not going to laugh at a joke that we've heard before.
Anyway, okay. Having said that, if you know that the penalty if we don't laugh is that we give out your phone number, go ahead.
Okay. What do West Virginians do for Halloween?
What?
Pumpkin.
All right, now you will want to call this guy all weekend.
What do they do for Christmas?
No, you don't get a second one. It's not allowed.
This guy's in area code 434, and his phone number is 426-1440. I'll give it one more time, to be fair. 434.
They're in balance.
426-1440.
That is fair.
Now, the second part of the joke is...
No,
goodbye.
You don't get a second.
Wait for our listeners to call you. And for those of you listening on the West Coast, don't forget tonight, when you get home at midnight, it's 3 a.m. where that guy is.
Hallelujah.
And if you get home at 3 a.m., oh, even better, it's 6 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Happy Saturday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
I've got a question. I want to tell you one thing about...
Was it the Mrs. Doubtfire guy?
Mrs. Doubtfire, but it was a bad phone.
Hello!
You have to be a little further away from the phone when you do that.
Hello, dear!
Hello!
And it's a Mrs. Doubtfire impersonator. It's not the original guy that does it. Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, it's not. But I wanted to say something about CSI Miami. You ever noticed that Horatio, whatever his name is...
Horatio? You mean what's his name?
He never looks at anybody when he talks. He has to look away from them.
Yeah, please call him H.
David Caruso.
Yes, that's true.
And he has... I've told Mike, you know, Mike's the best with voices, obviously. The best voice guy in America.
I'm trying to reach out to you.
That I think David Caruso... Enough people watch CSI Miami to know that he is... Dude, he is the most one-dimensional actor in the world.
He's doing the same character he did on NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
And he, remember when he was too high and mighty to stay on NYPD Blue and he left them, then he came back to series television.
Yeah. So anyway, I think you should work on that because I think that's killer.
I know. It's always getting beyond just saying one thing. I'm trying to reach out to you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying. And you're going to go down all day. And I'm going to put you away. That's what I'm going to do. I'm working on it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Slow study.
Hello.
It's Rick James.
Is this Rick James?
It's Rick James. I've been on hold for 20 minutes, and I ain't dead.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I always know if you want to be in my fantasy football league. I'm looking for two more people.
No, you know, we've got our own league this year. We're set. Thank you, though.
Hey, can I give a plug to my league?
Sure, go ahead.
Anyone around?
Okay. Hi there. Don and Mike Show. And my tip... Pick Ricky Williams early.
Yes, Ricky Williams.
Hello? What? Hello?
Don, I'm trying to sing to you, buddy.
Go ahead, sing that.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Tiny Dancer.
Get me, dog.
Why is he singing Tiny Dancer?
Because it's Friday.
Is there a reason?
Hey, Don.
What? And then he's got a bad cell phone on top of that.
I don't understand.
These are unscreened calls.
There are.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, hi.
Did you get your Madden yet?
Oh, thanks for bumming me out. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. Are you getting it for Xbox or PlayStation 2?
Xbox. Although, if I have to, I'll get it for PlayStation.
Did you know that there's a special collector's edition for PlayStation 2?
I know. There's a 15th anniversary edition, and oh, wow, thanks for...
And you can play old school Madden on there.
Don't tell me.
Yes.
Don't tell me.
Yes, okay? You can play like 92 and 93.
Okay, goodbye. I'm hanging up on you now, even though I wanted to hear what you had to say. Oh, where's my new Madden game?
Nerdland.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Mike.
Hi.
Just want to let you know that after your anniversary this time, everyone is going to be, you're going to be married longer than half your life.
there you go.
That is a wonderful thought.
Every year is going to be adding and adding.
That is two calls in a row to bring you up.
Yeah, right.
Hey, but it's football season Monday.
What?
It's football season starting Monday.
Tell me.
We're all waiting.
Yeah. Freaking tell me about it. Listen, you're the last person on the phone scan. What is your name?
Rich.
And Rich, where are you from?
Medical Lake.
listening from Spokane.
Spokane, Medical Lake.
Medical Lake, that sounds nasty.
Full of syringes.
Who wants to go swimming in Medical Lake?
Daddy, I got a syringe in my thigh.
I got pus in my eye.
Ow!
Actually, in the 1800s, they bottled the water and sent it all over the world thinking it was medicinal.
Oh, really? So it's good water to swim in?
Well, it used to be. Now they've dumped all the sewage in it.
Oh, okay.
You've won a sleeve of Don and Mike Pro V1 golf balls.
All right.
Courtesy of Golf Doom Tyson's Corner. Live the game for being the last person on the phone scan. Thank you, my friend.
Well, and thank you, guys.
Hold on. Thank you for... No, thank you. Thank you very much for listening.
Is there anything more appealing, more appetizing than medical waste?
Mommy,
look at this.
Mommy, I'm on a raft. Not a raft.
Oh, it's the body. Ew.
A quick break and a Friday favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you're single and having trouble finding the perfect match, let the WJFK Dateline do it for you.
Baby.
Get started by logging on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Join the entire 2004 Washington Redskins team, including players and coaches, on August 31st for their welcome home luncheon to benefit the Redskins Leadership Council. For details, visit WJFK.com.
Baby!
The Don and Mike Show.
Sexy.
WJFK.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
The public education system in America is one of the most important foundations of our democracy. After all, it is where children from all over America learn to be responsible citizens and learn to have the skills necessary to take advantage of our fantastic opportunistic society. I love the idea of a school in which people come to get educated and stay in the state in which they're educated.
We'll make America what we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country. In our state of Texas, I've worked with the legislature, both Republicans and Democrats, to pass a law that said if you come in the top 10% of your high school class, you're automatically admitted to one of our higher institutions of learning, college. We identify problem readers early and give them help they need early.
Joe.
We test each year to make sure students are learning, and we train teachers in methods that work. In reading, that method includes phonemic awareness and phonics. No new theory has ever improved on it.
The Don and Mike Show. Oh, God. God.
Stay listening. Please. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. We had a winner today. Jamie Lanuski.
Hey, Lanuski.
Out of Rochester. Hey. 10-year affiliate, WHDK, Rochester, New York. Jamie won $1,500 today with a secret sad. We'll start over Monday with $100. Also on Monday's episode, we'll have from the TV show Dr. 90210, plastic surgeon to the stars.
All right.
And from Trading Spouses, Lisa Bowers, the mom of the hot and fat kid.
Oh, she's great. I bet she'll be a lot more fun than the other mom.
Think so. Also, still to come next week, Jane Shane from Diary of an Affair and rescheduled the president of CBS. And our boss at Infinity Radio, Leslie Moonves, coming on the show. And I promise I will bring up his relationship with his girlfriend.
You did last time. There's no reason why you can't do it again.
Julie Chen, because I want to... Give me 30 seconds. Here's the thing. I know we laughed at Buzz yesterday, a couple days ago. I read his bio about credibility.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Buzz is a goofy news guy on our show.
Right.
And if you know what ever really hits the fan, like on 9/11, Buzz is there with all the news.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, you got the boss's girlfriend at CBS, Julie Chen.
Right.
I like the show Big Brother. I watched the live one last night. It was great. The twins fooled everybody.
Sure. Yes.
They got her dressed up in this slinky outfit.
Right. She looks great.
Braless. Low cut on the shoulder. I mean, she's showing nothing but skin. And I'm looking at this girl going... That's a good-looking woman,
yeah.
A strong-looking woman, but it's obvious that, you know, she's the host of Big Brother.
Right.
Here's my problem. I turn off my TV last night, it's on CBS. I turn it on this morning, it's on CBS. This morning, the same woman who last night was wearing a slinky China doll suit and looking so sexy,
right?
This morning has a business suit on,
yes.
And she's talking to some guy about Homeland Security.
And you can't reconcile the two.
No. I cannot. I want her to be my pretty, sexy big brother.
You don't want her to do serious news. Well, you can take that up with Les. Yes.
What if when she did a Homeland Security interview, she wore the body glitter?
Yeah, he's good with the body glitter, too.
You know what I saw last night for the first time is inside the Big Brother house when they have to look at her on TV. It's like a special Chen TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like taller than it is wide. It's great. It's so cool.
Anyway, Leigh Moonves, we'll talk about the hirings and firings at CBS. Okay, before we bring him in, everybody's heard this tape. I want to play it before we get to Jeopardy today.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
He just said it yesterday.
Wow.
Just yesterday.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
He's got a lot of explaining to do. And of course, who
are you?
Who would it be except?
How are you?
My man. You're my man. You're definitely my man.
Huh.
How are you, Don?
Now,
it's crunch time. It's crunch time for the election, and I'm counting on you to change your mindset and come back over to the right side. I know you can do that. I'm pointing at you like this because I'm saying your president and your country needs you desperately.
Can I play this tape? Can you explain this tape to me?
I cannot. It's another one of the many mistakes I've made.
Just listen to this now.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
Right.
And so are we.
Now, at that point,
I have fired the man that put those words in my mouth. Well, I fire him even though he wrote them a certain way and I read them the wrong way.
Yeah, you got.
I've been doing that since Yale, son.
You got the first part right. Now here's the second part.
Yeah.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
I've got some campaign slogans I want to try out. This is my new one. I got this. Right. I invented this one. I want to move forward. It does not. First of all, you know I don't apologize. So I can't possibly do what you want me to do.
I was going to ask you if you would apologize for making
mamby
that
pamby,
mistake.
Son. That's mamby-pamby.
Huh.
I can't be mamby-pamby. I want to be good man. I want to be good man, tough, strong. That's the image that I want to project.
Okay. Right,
but it's crunch time, and I am Captain Crunch. Eat a good breakfast. What do you think about that? I'm thinking of taking that one right into New York for that convention thing we got coming up there. That's going to be a good time. We're going to have lots of fun. Not like, Fagland that they had down there with all the Ron Reagan and all that stuff. Hey, that bothered me. What his daddy would say. His daddy would turn over in his grave. Speaking at the Democratic Convention. All right. It was all I could do not pick up the phone. Say, get off the podium, you little ballerina.
Wow.
I was so angry.
Hey, how are your daughters doing?
Jenna.
And the other one?
And Barbara.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're on the campaign trail. We have informed her that her...
nice tongue.
Her impetuous sticking out of the tongue.
Nice tongue.
Unacceptable.
Nice tongue.
And I told her, you go ahead and do it. I was sitting back there. I said, yeah, it's got tinted windows. I make all sorts of gestures. But unfortunately, the cameras can penetrate. The way it was explained to me is the light from the bulb will cause such a bright light that it will cut through the tinting. So as not to thumb your nose or stick your tongues out again, because it'll happen. I've learned that for a long time, but they're new to the campaign trail. But I've got a lot of policies that I know the people of this great land are going to be excited about, and I want to tell you about them.
Okay.
We are utilizing, first let me say, with this time of heightened alertness, that we are very, very excited about what we're doing, because we are doing the right thing. We are doing the proper thing.
And what is that?
We are utilizing all our resources to prevent American citizens from the threats that they pose to themselves and their kin.
Okay. You just did it again.
My administration's track record speaks for itself on our continued war on things that are bad.
On the terror system.
You can chuckle, Mr. Liberal News.
On the terror system.
That's the liberal elite. And I will tolerate the liberal elite, but I've come down special-like to come to your... to come to your studio to do your special
interview. It's a quiz
interview.
Now for you.
I can answer it. I'm prepped.
Okay.
I prepped because they said I came across as somewhat sluggish last time, and I'm prepared.
Terror alert.
Terror alert.
What does the color orange mean? What level?
That is what several of our locations
are at now. Orange, the three tiered system.
There's more than three. There's five.
No, no, you're mistaken. I must tell you, it's orange, black, and
there's
blue.
There's four.
No, it is orange.
It's five.
Here's
red, orange, right. Yellow, blue,
green. Blue is
green. And white.
That was a joke.
White's a joke. Green. When it's white, it means it's a snowball's chance.
Green is jealous. That is where we will be. That is not a good place to be for any American citizen. We should not be jealous.
Is red embarrassed then?
Red is angry.
And red is acting.
I'm angry and I'm mad. I'm mad. If you see red, you'll know that we're angry. And I hate me the terror boy.
I think I might know what
makes me skittish.
I think I might know what yellow means.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I know.
Yeah,
you
are you yellow?
Okay,
that's what it is. Yellow is cowardice. Mm-hmm. And if we get to yellow in this country, we will be in a state of cowardism.
But also, think about that great movie. I know you've studied it. The one with Humphrey Bogart. The one about the Captain Queeg. Remember what yellow meant in that movie?
No, the only one I've seen recently is that Pirates of the Caribbean with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is a funny actor, man. He's got long hair and running around here like a hippie. I laughed out loud. They get, you know, the pirates are skeletons.
You never saw the Caine Mutiny?
Huh?
Caine Mutiny.
If that doesn't sound, it makes it sound. I walk out of movies. If it's something I didn't like, I walked out of one. What the hell was that one? Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what piece of garbage that was. I said, flush that down the toilet, son. Take that out of my screening room. You know, global warming causing like tidal waves, and says fantasy crap, and I'm not going to sit there and do that. Yeah, it's just like them stem cell research people that are all over me, and I have a statement about them that I'm not sure.
Oh, sure, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. Stem cell research.
That's a hot topic.
Stem cell research.
Stem cell research.
Stem cell research. Stem cell research is not something that you can take heavily. You should not.
What?
Let me rephrase that.
What do you mean you can't take it heavily?
No, stem cell research is not something you can take heavily.
It's not an over-the-counter medication.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking we shouldn't dwell. You shouldn't. Wait, let me finish my statement, son.
Okay.
Stem cell research is not something that you can take heavily. You should understand all the intricate detail. You should understand all the intricate detail before you jump off the ship, and life is sacred. And good, and should not be considered too important. That's my statement on stem cell research.
Okay, let's go back to the terror code.
And the economy is robust and thriving, and I am confident that we are at a cross street in our economic depression. Is really going to go bust.
On our color level with terror.
Yeah, all right, I know all the levels.
What does green mean?
Green is like a green tree, you know, that is watered and that is good and calm.
No, that's low. That means the terror level is low.
Mint. Okay, green is mint. I like my mint chocolate chip ice cream green. I don't like it white.
What about blue? If we had a blue alert.
Blue is a state of depression. If we get to blue,
no.
We have failed as your leaders. I never see a day, and I make this statement to you, I never see a day where people will be blue. And I don't like disc jockeys that talk blue either.
That means guarded. That's guarded on the
well,
on the
you're
White
guarded. I'm guarding the harbors and the airports and doing all I can. And I'm very fond of, man, what's that show I watched the other night? It's a cartoon show, kind of lighting my mind with my trials and tribulations. The Bear in the Big Blue House. Man, that's fine. That's good stuff. I'm very excited about everything. And I am a peace president. Let me make that clear. I'm a peace president.
How is that possible? Because you've taken us to war, and the one message that you've repeated over and over again
is a simple message.
Is even with no weapons of mass destruction, you'd still go into war with this country.
I want to be like Charlie Heston, but with a good memory. I want to be a peace president. And make no mistake, there are enemies among us, and I think it's time for every American to look over his brother's shoulder and be ever virulent.
wasn't Charlie Heston great in A Planet of the Apes?
Oh, that's a good movie. Now, I could watch that night and day.
What's your favorite scene?
Ah, man, it's the one where he gets it. They put him in the cage, and they're talking about stuffing him.
And what does he say?
Like that. Huh?
What does he say?
He says, Soylent Green is people.
Well, that's another one.
He said, damn apes.
Damn dirty apes.
Oh, damn dirty apes. You got it. Man, I always forget them lines. Yeah, damn dirty apes. Man, that's good stuff. Peace is only war turned without fear. That is what we must know. I will tell you, terror is like a stoplight. Red, stop terror. Yellow, slow down terror. Green, goat terror.
Well, now.
That is how maybe I would figure
it out. Sounds like you're rooting for terror. Maybe,
no, that is wrong. I have to change that.
Yes.
Research is a weighty matter. To all, we have some.
What?
I don't know. I read it wrong. Thank you, Rob.
It doesn't matter because it's Bush.
I want to be known as the education president, too. And I want every teacher to be a good teacher and to teach good every student who should be taught good, too. Healthcare is a priority, and we will continue to strive for the top of the barrel of the monkeys when it comes to attracting and rewarding our givers of good doctrine.
What?
Is
that a prepared statement?
That is my prepared statement on healthcare, which is important to all Americans. Right. It is so nice to see a person that comes to a doctor and because of good doctrine is able to leave an office and feel good. I feel that ignorance will be stopped to all who effort. I am very happy about all that. I have said to the young men and women that I've spoken to all across this great sea, I have said to them, if you effort, you will be rewarded someday with good things. Good things will come to those who persevere and want to put in a good day's time.
Have you put in a good day's time today?
Oh, man, I'm up early, son. I got 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning.
Because, you know, they're still doing that whole big rap about you taking so much vacation time.
Well, what you should know, and I think this is important, when I'm going down and I'm pruning my bushes in Crawford, I'm also, it's not like I can't work.
Oh, I got to tell you something.
I have to work in Crawford, Texas.
Off the record, can I tell you something? Okay, let's go to a secure channel. I want to tell you something off the record.
Environment, save it or you will not save it much. Mark my words.
Right. Secure channel.
Words to live by.
You're clear.
Are we clear off the air?
You know when you mentioned the thing about pruning?
Yeah, before you go on, are we not on the radio right now?
No, we're not on right now.
Can you get somebody to rustle me up a payday?
Yeah. You want a candy bar?
And not a candy bar. It's a payday, son. It's a good candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's peanuts and caramel.
We had a story on this week.
Yeah.
A guy that was pruning out in Britain.
Yeah.
He was up on a ladder.
Yeah, dude.
With a chainsaw.
Oh, it was one of your feel goods.
Yeah. And he tipped over on the ladder.
Yeah.
And the chainsaw was still going.
Yeah.
And he cut his wife's head off.
I'm not supposed to laugh at that.
Yeah, I know, but it's still good.
Chopped it clean off.
Well, it was held on by a couple of veins. She was dead.
Oh, I tell you, you slay me with son.
When you said the thing about pruning made me think of that.
Yeah, can I tell you something, Don? I always talk to you. We're not on air.
No, we're not on
air. Man, they're just shoving these words in my heads. And, I don't like. I said, just give me the top sentence. I don't need to read the detail. You know, that 911 commission. I mean, you see how big that was?
Yeah, now there's no way you read that book, right?
And I didn't read Clinton's book either. I'm not going to have time for either. The thick pages, I say if it is over 20 pages, you have a day wasted. And I'm not about to waste my day. Man, I would give access to the button for nougat right now.
We'll get a candy bar.
Candy bar sits so well like that. You got any Pepsi?
You know what we got in the back room?
What do you got?
Curious George books.
Oh, man, that's fun. I like that. I practice reading that. People are very surprised that I practice reading Curious George and some of the children's books. They are the lettering is the same size in many cases as it is on a teleprompter.
What?
Them teleprompters, if they move too fast, I'll tell you. I've told the person that's going to run that teleprompter at that convention, make sure.
Slow.
That's a priority word there, you know. Senior Cheney calls me Curious George all the time because I ask so many questions about stuff I am not worldly about.
We got to play Low Budget Jeopardy here with the first two callers at 877-365-3636. Before we go back on the air, do you have any thoughts at all about Michael Moore?
Yeah, I have some thoughts about Michael Moore.
I mean, we're not on the air, so go ahead.
I think really what we should do is, it's very simple, and I don't pass this along.
I mean,
I'm not going to do anything to him, but if we were, I could do it very easily, and it's very simple. Poison is food. He obviously is a man who needs a lot of calories, and I think we could poison his food quite easily. That's the evil George.
would you have one of those rings like in the movies where when he's having a drink, you say, look over there, and the little thing would open up, and you would put the sleeping powder into his drink?
You put something like a Goody's headache powders in it, and but it'd be one of them poisons that just watch him, man. I'd love to see it, though. I said videotape it if I see it. Watch him double over, cramping up, and just flopping around like a big fat fish.
When we come back, we're going to be on the air.
Go commie.
When we come back, we'll be on the air.
All right,
okay?
I'm ready for it.
877-365-3636. If you want to play Low Budget Jeopardy with my man, W.
Ah.
What?
I have got it.
What?
I have figured it out.
Figured out what?
I will feed poison to a duck, and then he will eat the duck and die.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
WJFK.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
The Don and Mike Show. They are entertaining always. Don and Mike.
Hey, we're going to get right to the game here. I love playing games. I'm ready for this. Let's go to rock and roll. Welcome to Jeopardy. We're here with the current president, the sitting president.
Yes, soon to be 4 more years. Don't you forget that. I look forward to the election in December.
Let's play low budget Jeopardy.
Thank you. Thank you, my constituent, Donnie. D-O-N-I.
Your ex-constituent.
This is low budget Jeopardy.
Although you never know. Yes. I'll just say that.
That's
you never know.
That's the kind of indecisiveness that Captain Wiggles has. That's what I like to call him in private.
Captain Wiggles?
Captain.
Captain Wiggles.
Like Captain Crunch on the Captain Wiggles. Because he wiggles. I don't know what that means. Now entering the studio is a quality assurance rep from Ogden, Utah.
Ogden, Utah.
Let's say hi to Marty Meslow.
Hello, Marty.
Hello, LQ. Hello, Mr. President.
Listening on the Salt Lake City station. Great.
How about you, Marty?
I mean that facetiously. That is great.
And now coming into the studio is a supervisor from Portland, Oregon. Let's say hi to Mick Traeger.
Hey, Mick.
This is Nick.
Nick.
Well, I see it has an M. You can
it
see that.
It does on my screen as well. You know what that problem is?
Joe.
I mean, that's Joe that did that, okay, because I know what an M is. It's two TPs.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the president can call me Mick if he wants to.
All right, Nick Traeger, now entering the studio, is the host of a Low Budget Jeopardy. I want to tell Marty and Nick not to screw with LQ and say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Well, thank you, sir. And, guys, here's your categories, and they are... Name that reality show network.
I'm not down with them reality things. How do you like that jargon? Down with. That's what the black people say. Down with. I'm not down with that, homie.
The state of NFL training camp.
I like the NFL, man. There's nothing like the NFL as long as I don't have pretzels.
Showbiz news.
You can have the liberal elite are part of the show business clan.
How old is he/she?
Groovy.
And new on Divid.
Divid.
So we have...
Come again.
DVD.
I'm still not following you.
The little discs with movies on them?
The shiny ones?
Yes.
So you can use them like as a mirror?
Yeah, that's right.
Right on.
I'm sure you've done coke off them a few times.
Oh, now that's uncalled for. I never did that. That is a lie. Those are decent.
Now, did someone just burp?
That was me, LQ.
Who was that? Who just burped?
Nick.
Did you find it necessary to burp in front of your favorite disc jockey and your president?
And the president of the United States.
It's always been a dream of mine, and I guess I had a little too much Dr. Pepper.
So you're a smart guy now. It's always been a dream of yours, huh? You want to be a smart guy. You know what we do to smart guys? We take you down to Gitmo. You ever been to Gitmo?
What's Gitmo?
Gitmo. Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay, where you will be summarily beaten and kicked, and your tongue will be pulled out.
Here are your categories. Name that reality show network, state of NFL training camps, showbiz news. How old is that person? A new on Divid. Marty, Utah. We'll start with you, Marty.
I would like to start with name that reality show network.
Great. I'll tell you the show. Tell me what network. Extreme Makeover.
What is CBS?
Negative.
Nick, smart guy, unsavory.
What is ABC?
You got it.
$1 for Nick. Oh, he's going to be a smart guy. He's going to win, and I'm going to be depressed.
Go again, Nick.
Give me reality show networks.
Good choice. Amish in the City.
Ooh.
Marty, it's your chance to steal.
What is UPN?
$2 for Marty.
Although the correct answer really UBN.
I like to look at the Spike Channel. That's a good one.
Name that's, reality show networks.
That's for boys. Yeah. All right, Marty, you're in control. Reality shows for
Spike.
Three.
Spike, the network for men. Okay, I got
Spike.
You. Uh-huh. Name that reality show network. The next action star.
What is Fox?
No.
Nick, it's your chance to steal.
NBC.
Right.
Nick, when I say steal, do not interrupt your president. Do you understand me?
I'm sorry, Mr. President.
All right, $3 for you to select again.
What is the reality show network?
No, no, you got to go to another one now.
New on DVD.
New on DVD. Here you go. Stars Jennifer Garner.
What is 13 going on 30?
Right.
$1 for Nick. You're on a roll. Select again. So.
Because you got this that right, don't take this wrong, but I got to say that.
There you go.
Go again, please.
New on DVD.
New on DVD for two. Stars Frankie Munoz.
What is Cody Banks?
Need more than that.
Marty, your chance to steal.
What is a spy, Cody Banks?
No, and thankfully you didn't know. Agent Cody Banks, colon, destination, London. And I don't mean colon like his butt. I mean, you know, two dots.
Yeah. I thought the extras on the Kangaroo Jack DVD were fine. All right, so select again, Nick.
Is that the last DVD one?
There's three in every category, dude. So let's go DVD for three. New on DVD, TV show, first complete season box set out this week.
What is Seinfeld?
Well, you didn't even let me finish it.
Marty, your chance to steal.
It's the one where, it's the show where the car talks.
Marty?
What is Herbie Lovebug?
Too slow. No, Knight Rider. Knight Rider.
I didn't look at that. I didn't look at that one. The one I like to look at is, what's that one? Oh, Home Improvement.
Oh, that's the one you like so bad?
Oh, I like that so bad. That's great. I love it when he talks to the guys you can't see his face. And I get up close to the TV and try to, like, press my face up against if I can get a better look at him.
The neighbor?
You can't see that neighbor. No. He's got all good advice for him, and he takes care of his youngins real good, and, you know, and really enjoys his time with his family. And I thought it had good, solid values. But that neighbor, man, God, that drove me crazy. I said, Laura, come on. Press the TV over on the other side if you can see it. You never could see him.
Go again. Who's in charge here?
Nick's in control.
Nick.
Showbiz news.
Showbiz news. Oh, this, for one, this Hawaiian shirt maestro had his new CD debut at number one, first time ever in his career.
Who is Brian Wilson?
Marty, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Don Ho?
No.
Guys, Jimmy Buffett.
Oh.
Jimmy Buffett's new album opened at number one.
I like that guy. Yeah.
I know you do.
Yeah, I do that. Wasted Away again.
In Margaritaville. Hey, what about Let's Get Drunk and Screw?
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I like all his songs. He's good. All right, Nick, you're in control.
Showbiz news.
Showbiz news.
For what dollar amount, son? I want you to answer it the right way. Two.
This airhead, semi-talented, big-ass cutie will appear on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Who is...
No. Marty, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Christy Alley?
No, it's Jennifer Lopez.
Marty, was that you that answered, or was it Nick?
It was me, Marty.
What the hell is Jennifer Lopez doing on Inside the Actor's Studio?
Jennifer Lopez. I'm not familiar with her. Is she an assemblyman from Southern California?
No, J-Lo.
J-Lo?
You know Ben Affleck?
Oh, I don't like he's on the list. Mm-hmm. I'm going to poison his duck, too.
Okay.
All right, Nick, you're in control.
Showbiz news for three.
Oh, good luck with this one. It's the name of the latest Star Wars movie. They've announced the name of Episode 3, Revenge of the...
What is the Sith?
And that one he gets.
Wow. $3 for
you,
Nick.
In the basement of the science building.
All right, you nerd boy. You go on and do another category now, Nick.
NFL State. Training camp states for one.
All right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are having training camp in this state.
What is Oklahoma?
Marty, your chance to steal.
What is Florida?
Yeah, right. Because Tampa Bay really wants to get away.
Man, let's go.
The weather's so bad in Central Florida. Yeah. Let's go to Oklahoma.
Marty, select again.
Now, they train in Orlando, but it's Florida, so you got that right. Go again.
Marty?
Yes, Marty, whoever got it right.
State of NFL training camps.
The Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys have training camp in this state.
What is Texas?
No.
Nick, your chance to steal.
What is Illinois?
No.
You guys are so stupid. No, it's California.
Marty, your chance to steal. No, you're not steal. You're in control now, son.
State of NFL training camps for three, please.
The Carolina Panthers have training camp in this state.
What is Florida?
Nick, your chance to steal.
What is North Carolina?
No, it's South Carolina.
South Carolina. Man, you missed it just by a couple of thousand miles. All right, Marty, you're in control.
How old is he or she?
How old is she or she?
That's the last category on the big board. How old is she? For $1, Mary-Kate Olsen.
What is 18?
Oh, barely. Yeah, okay, you got that one right.
For you, Marty, select again.
How old is he or she for two, please?
How old is she? Crazy Courtney Love.
What is 38?
Nick, your chance to steal.
What is 40?
There you go, Nick.
$2 for you, Nick. You got a commanding lead.
All right, final question. On the big board, how old is he, Justin Timberlake?
What is 23?
Well, let me just say...
Winner! $3 for you, and that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
That's super. You know how old he is.
That was a guess.
Now, who's got sure it was? Who's got what here, Mr. President?
With that fine last answer about Justin Timberwolf, Nick has a total of $13 with Marty over having his own little party with $4.
All right, guys, anything can happen in final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Here's your category, False Crazy Kids. And here's the answer. On the David Letterman show this week, guest Bill Clinton autographed a copy of his book to David Letterman's young son. Okay, so your answer is, the name of Letterman's kid.
Very good.
In the form of a question.
I don't like that.
And why? What don't you like?
Because it is the great liar.
Oh, Bill Clinton.
As I refer to him often, the great liar.
It's Letterman's kid's name and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a George Bush Texas-sized pie. Something most citizens don't know about me is that I love pie. And the White House has tons of them all over the place.
Pie.
But I don't like small pies, the kind you get in most pie stores. That's why I invented Texas-sized pies. Pies so dang big, you'll be happy even if you get the last piece, like Mama used to. So enjoy your George W. Bush Texas-sized pie in chocolate and double chocolate. Yum, yum. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
I just bet those cakes, those pies, excuse me.
Pie, I hate cakes.
Are they a mile wide?
They are a mile wide, and you can eat as much as you want. So you're stuffed and you get So you get a nasty tummy ache.
For a final Low Budget Jeopardy, who do we want to talk to first?
Marty, over here.
Okay, Marty.
He's over here now.
From Utah. Marty, Bill Clinton autographed his book for David Letterman's kid. His name is our answer in the form of a question.
Who's Andrew?
No.
Sorry, Marty, that knocks you down to zero.
Oh.
It's May. Nick in Portland, Oregon, if you have the answer, you are the winner.
Who is Harry Letterman?
Harry Letterman.
That's right. And Nick, it has been a long time, but I am happy to say, what with your smart attitude, you are now our Low Budget Jeopardy champion.
Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You're the winner, dude.
Well, let me just say one thing.
What?
Friday's here. Let's have 10 cans of beer.
There you go. Attaboy, Nick. Congratulations to ye.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. Get out of here. Marty, you're the big loser. Nick, you win some money. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is President Bush to tell you what you've won. President Bush?
First of all, Nick, we double your score to $26, son. Then we throw in a 25 bonus. You got 51 American dollars. And with inflation and oil prices, that ain't going to go a long way. But congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And now, Marty, I've got a gift for you.
Woo-hoo!
You have won a sleeve of Golfton, Don and Mike Pro 1 golf balls. Golfdom, Tyson's Corner, live the game.
Can I see the copy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Leave. I think it's you want a sleeve of Golfdom, Don and Mike
Pro Bones.
Pro V1 golf balls.
Pro Boney, that's a Chinese cheese, isn't it?
Golfdom, Tyson's Corner, live the game. It's not live the game, it's live the game.
I don't like that cheese anyway. I did my very best. That's all man can do is his absolute best in protecting the system free.
Thank you.
Nick and Marty, have a great weekend. Thank you both for listening.
Bye-bye. Thank you and President Bush.
All right. Get bent. You left us.
Thank you.
Goodbye, fellas. And what can I say? As always, it's a thrill to have the world's most powerful man in the studio.
And just remember, we have turned the corner. It's the most important thought you should take away.
We've turned the corner on what?
Don't get me into the details.
Now, come on, what did we turn the corner on?
We've turned the corner, and the bandwagon is buggying. It is buggying down that street, just like the old Surrey on top. I'm excited.
You knew something from Oklahoma?
It's an exciting.
Surrey on top?
It's an exciting. You knew Oklahoma, too. We have a propensity for show tunes, you and I. Perhaps you should come over and watch my divot of Chorus Line. It's all shiny and such.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way
vote
to
w.
bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
Vote W in October.
You were going to plug in?
Yeah, I just want to get the vote out.
When is the election, do you know?
It's in the fall.
When?
The date escapes me currently, but I know that I will be prepared for it, and I will vote.
And
I will cast my vote for the right man.
And if it looks like you're going to lose, you know, what about the stories that we're hearing that you're going to postpone the election if you got, like, some terror threat? The story is that if it looks like you're getting killed in the polls, no pun intended, yeah, that what you'll do is say, oh, well, we've got the terror threat, we've got to put off the election.
Yeah, take that up with OC.
Who's OC?
I don't make those sweeping decisions. Oz Cheney. Oh. The great and powerful. He is the man in his secret spot that pulls all the puppet strings.
His secret spot?
The secret spot.
You know about his secret
spot? I know about his secret spot. Yes, I do. You're getting dirty, son. You're doing potty talk.
I am not.
I like that potty talk sometimes. But I have to present. It's professional.
Right.
And now I must take my leave.
A buzz?
Yes. I must go out into King Arthur's court.
We need to know what your lead story on the news and comments is today.
Well then, today, the new British way to fight terror, don't smile. That's a good thing.
Why is that a good thing?
Because Tony Blair is a good man, and he will help me to change things to further me. That is what I look for in any kind of leader internationally. Will it further me?
What is Tony short for?
Tony's short for Tonika?
Tonika.
Tonika Blair.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
It's Anthony.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Short for Anthony.
Anthony, of course, yeah. Anthony and Anthony. I went to a seafood house with that name. Anthony's Seafood House one time.
Huh.
There's great crab cakes.
Man. Well,
you ever have them with peanut butter?
Always remember, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of Coron Incorporated.
And it's distributed by King World. I take my leave now into my citizenry. I'm the most powerful man in the world.
There he goes.
Very good. That was very... Buzz's news coming right up. Mike, that was very...
That was very professional.
I cheated you. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see the stats on how many accidents are caused by people dialing numbers into their cell phones.
These people weren't so busy punching numbers or scrolling through names to begin with. Maybe they'd have heard about OnStar personal calling by now.
Of course, they probably aren't paying attention to me now, but for everybody else, listen up.
You can make and receive hands-free calls using the hardware that's already built into your OnStar-equipped car.
That means no more scrolling through your phone to find a number when you're doing 80 in a two-ton chunk of steel.
And if you ever do get into an accident, which won't be because you're dialing your cell phone at least, OnStar sends a signal to emergency advisors that lets them know your airbags have gone off and you need help.
OnStar is available on more than 50 GM models from Saturn to Cadillac.
You can get a 100-minute package that's good for 12 months for just $39.99.
Voice-activated dialing, hands-free operation lets you keep your eyes on the road and your hands wherever you keep your hands.
1 year, the OnStar Safe and Sound Plan, which includes a wide range of safety features included with the purchase of any OnStar-equipped vehicle.
Safe and Sound Plan costs $16.95 a month after the first year. For more information about OnStar, go to OnStar. .com, the website.
The Don and Mike Show.
WKSK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right.
The Don and Mike
Thank
Show.
Thank you. I got you.
Not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
It's time for a Buzz's News Show now. Ty Birdley over there in newsroom, brought to you by Miramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. Miramax, number one, it really works.
Someone call for a doctor?
Dr. Novella, clinically tested and patented. Miramax, retailers nationwide, 1-888 try VMAX. Now with some just super hauling oats coming at you. How you doing anywho on this Friday? I love the Hall & Oates. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, you could do the news, and I could just sit here and just listen to those all day.
out of mind, out of touch, out of time. That's all that we know.
Woo!
Using numbers up as we go. And you know what I like about their videos?
What's that?
The fact that they were all done with real video. Like, remember the Hall & Oates videos?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the most ridiculous one? The one with, for Private Eyes.
For Private Eyes, they're watching you.
And it was all done like on bad home video.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Wasn't there disappearing in Private Eyes? I remember them coming and going rather suddenly.
Oh, I love that. And the makeup.
And there was a lot of big, oversized, like Land of the Giants guitars in one of their videos, and a big, giant, oversized Land of the Giants drum, maybe.
I always found John Oates to be a fine video actor.
Big hair.
He'd always be like,
ooh, the best video for that is their video for Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where he's doing a lot of one-on-one with the camera.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, well, gosh, the Hall & Oates is over, so now let's go to Buzz.
Yeah, and let's not forget G.E. Smith.
I hate G.E. Smith.
Everybody hates G.E.
From Saturday Night Live on, you just hate G.E. Smith. And if you go back to those all old Hall & Oates videos.
A lot of G.E. Smith.
He's all over him.
That's where Lorne Michaels, I guess, discovered him. That he is gorgeous.
He's something.
Married to Gilda Radner, right?
Really?
Yeah,
what's the thing that Nicole Richie says all the time?
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. They say either one of two things. Well, Paris Hilton will always say, hot. Hot. And she's like, gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Like, you know, not like the Lisa Remedy way of saying, gorgy.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective.
You're going to be deputy sheriffs today. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. You just stepped in dog crap.
Hot.
You have VD. Gorgeous.
Hot.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The British government is now telling its citizens not to smile when they have their passport pictures taken.
Hello?
In fact, big smiles have been banned completely, and it's not out of shame over the country's lack of dental care. It's a homeland security issue. The British government says that since most people don't smile when they pass through customs, they shouldn't smile when they get their passport photo taken. New policy, quote, must show full face, looking straight at the camera with a neutral expression, mouth closed, eyes open, and unobstructed by hair or tinted glasses. The clever terrorist now will, of course, flash a big toothy smile when passing through British customs.
Show your grin!
Elsewhere in the war on terror, the battleground is the capital of the Nigerian state of Kebbi. Police raid an Islamic sect. Two cops get shot, two cops get stabbed as they take on a Shiite Islamic sect armed with bows and arrows as well as daggers and guns. The intense battle lasted for an hour. The police mission to end the wife swapping that went on in this particular sect.
Wow.
20 of the wife swappers were arrested.
Oh, yeah, that one didn't we? Yeah. It's Timmy Obibene, the Nigerian nightmare.
Oh, that's awesome. 20 of the Islamic wife swappers were arrested, but hundreds of others escaped. Islamic wife swappers are apparently violent and slippery.
Oh, my.
Almost. Okay. Hold on, excuse me for one moment, Buzz.
Yes?
Stand by for a dumb call. Good.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Monica. I love you guys.
Thank you. Where are you calling from, Monica?
I'm calling from Virginia Beach.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just called to give you a little bit of news. You may have been working hard today and you didn't hear about it.
Uh-huh.
Rick James died today.
Can you speak up? We were having problems hearing you.
Rick James died today.
I got something. I didn't. Did you guys hear it? I'm not kidding. Could you please speak up?
Rick James died today.
Try putting your mouth a little closer to the phone.
Okay. Are you kidding with me?
No, I'm not kidding with you.
Okay. Rick James.
Louder, please.
Rick James.
What about him? Rick James.
He died today.
What did he lie about?
He died.
What did he lie about?
He fried.
No, I mean, I know he lied, but what was the subject that he lied about?
Being a cocaine addict.
Okay, are you listening to me very carefully now?
Yes.
We covered this 3 hours ago!
Oh, well, I just got off from work, so I am a faithful listener, but I can't listen until I get in my car.
Well, it's all about you, isn't it?
Yes, it is about me.
Let's not bring your mom into this. I'm just going to ask you, what town do you live in?
I live in Virginia.
No.
You're a bad caller, and where do bad callers come from?
I don't know where the bad calls come from.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't want to bring her into this, but your mom's on the phone, and your mom says, hold on a second, now you're making me get out this thing.
Can you hear me? Your mom lives in Whoretown.
Oh,
so you live in Whoretown.
Oh, my God.
Please don't find this harsh, but understand how many other idiots who live in Whoretown have called us today to tell us this guy died. We knew it at 302!
Well, you know what? The guy that answered the phone, he should have said, hey, they are...
No, it's his job to find stupid people like you!
Okay, I got you now.
Now, before I get off the speakerphone, which I guess is the best way for us to talk, me on this and you on that, what town do you live in? Come on, play along, because we already knew it.
I live in Stupid Town.
No,
you're stupid, but...
I am not going to call myself that bad name.
Well, you're not really calling yourself the bad name. You're saying where you live.
Come on, what's the town you live in?
Come on, play along.
It's real close
Orrtown.
It's real close to Stupidville.
Orrtown.
Yes, now put a ha sound in front of it.
Ha, or.
How about Hookerville? How about Slutville?
You know what?
Hold on a second. Hold on. We'll give you the last word now that we've been through that.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hello?
Orrtown.
What?
Orrtown.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Impossible.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Wait a minute. Not another one.
I don't know.
Bradley?
Yeah, I just want to say that I just heard that my mom's a whore. She lives in Orrtown. Sorry, guys.
Thank you. There you go, Brad.
He was calling in with the same news.
Yeah. Okay, what?
Can I give a shout-out real
quick? Sure, go ahead. You can have the last word.
Hey,
right. They all fall for that.
Yeah, they do. It's endless.
The only thing that we're missing in that aspect of the show is we need, like, back in the old days, when you hung up on somebody.
Yeah, that real crunch.
You heard that. You know, so it's known implicitly.
Yes.
You know that we hung up on.
Otherwise, you really have to nail it by getting them in mid-sentence.
Right. Anyway, we're all just broken up about
it. We've certainly been informed. We're informed.
What's
by the death of funk rocker.
About RJ. Mm-hmm. Poor RJ.
After years of clean living.
Yes.
Now here's Buzz with more news that you probably don't know about, so don't call us yet.
Some of these things you may not have heard yet.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody likes Senator John McCain. He may be America's most popular Republican. He's so popular, John Kerry was said to have invited him to be his vice presidential candidate. McCain politely declined and then endorsed the re-election of George Bush. Today, McCain is locking horns with many of his fellow Republicans, including the ones who occupy the White House. McCain, himself a Vietnam vet, says the Bush ad criticizing Kerry's military service is, quote, dishonest and dishonorable. Quoting McCain, same deal they pulled on me, end quote. McCain has urged the White House to condemn the ad as well. The White House has politely declined that invitation.
Of course.
Quoting McCain again, I can't believe the president would pull such a cheap stunt, end quote.
All right.
I have a question that has nothing to do with the news.
Yes.
Because we took that one call from that lady, think that's why all these calls, why all the lines are lit up now?
Maybe, probably.
The Don and Mike show, hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
How are you doing? This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
From Wichita.
Oh, yeah.
The husband that had a wife that had a boyfriend.
Oh, him?
The husband with the wife? Oh, no. This is the wrong day for you to call, but you should call back another day. Is this the guy that sits on the front porch? Yeah.
You got it.
While they're inside?
Right.
We got to save you from next week.
Oh, yeah.
What day?
Okay, call another day.
Yeah, please.
Well, what time, what day?
Anytime except today.
Okay, though.
Early in the show.
All right,
bye-bye. There he goes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I didn't hear the beginning part of the show.
But I was just wondering if they played a Rick James clip from the Chappelle Show.
You know, these are real dumb people calling. These are not like setups. First off, hi, you're talking to us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, we did not play a clip from Chappelle.
But no. We did reference Chappelle, said that he's got a great new bit.
Uh-huh.
Please, would it kill you to listen to the whole show?
I'm Rick James, bitch!
Would it kill you?
God. You're the only one
to
do.
Listen to the whole show. That's it. No more calls during the news. No more calls until Monday. Anyway, Buzz, I'm sorry.
Former President Bill Clinton still making the rounds to promote his book and the Kerry campaign. He's turned down an invitation, though, to be on Saturday Night Live. He will be on Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart instead.
That's a big pull.
Hey, it's good news for Comedy Central. Clinton's appearance on Letterman this week helped Dave beat Leno with ratings as high as Letterman got with Janet Jackson in her first post-Super Bowl TV appearance. Clinton appears on The Daily Show Monday night.
You know, I got a thought about that, too. As much as we kid about CBS, because we work for CBS, mm-hmm. and network television, generally speaking, is crap,
mm-hmm.
The best of the crap is CBS.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you stop to think about it,
right.
The good show, this is, it's an indictment of how bad network television mm-hmm. is. All the good shows are on CBS now.
Right, right.
Really. And the rap used to be, well, Leno beat Letterman because every night NBC had such a great lineup of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now on most nights, selling an idiot says, if I'm going to watch network TV,
right.
I'll watch CBS. Mm-hmm. So I would guess Letterman's ratings are probably getting a residual bump.
This week, 8 of the top 9 shows on the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Let's give them a round of applause.
It's Tiffany crap. and does anybody, well, Buzz, you know stuff. Like, are Letterman's ratings up or down? The Clinton thing aside, is he doing better against Leno? Or,
he still gets beaten pretty regularly by Leno because people like the bright lights and colors. But when he has a special guest, like Janet Jackson or Bill Clinton or others, then on those occasions he will beat Leno.
But that's a trend thing, too. I mean, it took NBC's great lineup a long time to really reflect, because wasn't Letterman beating Leno at the beginning?
Yes, he was, and that's when CBS was really like all Angela Lansbury. They were the Angela Lansbury
channels. The old channels network. Yeah.
And what are they now? They're still the old people's network, except they have CSI.
Yes, well, we might like it more, too, because we're becoming the old people, too.
Yeah. Okay,
that's always good to see on a Friday. Look in the mirror and say, oh, getting old on Friday.
Christmas!
Right.
Here's an update on a story.
What's next, old man?
Former.
You sounded like him right there.
I was trying to decide whether to talk about something else. Former Washington State teacher Mary Kay.
What did you want to talk about?
I just wanted to say, you're talking about getting old, and I just wanted to remind you another way of looking at things. For every breath you have taken as a single man, you've taken a breath as a married man. As you celebrate your 23rd.
You're a bastard.
And he'll be sitting across the dinner table from you tomorrow night.
I stopped myself.
And I'll say to you.
Yes.
That, I'm 46. I've been married 23 years tomorrow. Uh-huh,
right.
I'm happy about that. I love my wife. Half my life with her.
That's right.
How old are you really? I know we kid you, but how old are you?
50. 5 year old.
You're 50.
Right.
You've been married 29 years.
That's right.
So that's a worse sentence than I've got.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Welcome to my world.
That's He's all. Taking more of those breaths.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. The survivors, baby.
How many more breaths has he taken, Rob?
You know what? I can't tell you that, but I know you'll take a lot more breaths than he'll take.
What was that like? Is that a Buzz is going to die joke?
I don't know.
Wow. Happy Friday, everybody.
Rob, I'm coming over there.
Count my breath.
Former Washington State teacher Mary Kay Letourneau is allowed to have contact with her former victim,
a Seattle judge.
We'll give her a round of applause.
That's right. School's in session.
Okay, the lifting of the no-contact order today.
Baby.
Now, if you're with us on this...
Baby Christmas!
If you're with us on this, please consider shopping at Home Depot this weekend, because a conservative group is coming down hard on the hardware chain for whatever part it does or doesn't have in the Playboy website pictorial, The Girls of Home Depot. The group staged a protest in a Home Depot parking lot in Farmingdale, New York yesterday, saying its mission is to, quote, reduce the harmful effects of pornography. They're threatening a boycott of Home Depot. I assume they're already boycotting Playboy. Quoting a leader, we're asking Home Depot to get out of the porn business. The group's demanding an apology and a promise the retailer will never do this again, assuming it's done anything at all.
I have to say that I don't go to a large variety of Home Depots.
Right.
There's one in, within like 15, 20 minutes of my house that we go to.
Right.
I cannot imagine.
I know.
Any woman. And we, Frida and I go like Sunday morning,
right?
Saturday afternoon, Friday night. I've never seen a piece of ass working at Home Depot.
Unless, yeah, it's not like Walmart.
Unless, or Target, Mike.
Target, yes.
It's not like Walmart's got the ugly thing down.
If we were really discussing this seriously, I would put Target up against Walmart for the hotter checkout people.
I might not be able to win that.
Yeah, no, that's...
I mean, I like Walmart better than Target, but I might not be able to...
But they both beat Big K.
Let me say this, though.
Yes.
Or Kohl's.
However, there's a lot more cripples working at Walmart than at Target.
Yeah, well...
And you know what they do at Walmart? They highlight the cripples. They do.
Like in yellow?
How many times you gone into Walmart and this, you know who your greeter is?
Right.
A guy in a wheelchair.
They help the handicapped.
They hire
the
handicapped. That's right.
It's wonderful.
That's right. Help the cripples.
Yeah. Terrific. You're not talking about any other pictorial, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That'd be good.
No, I'm not.
I know.
If I could just take a moment, I know that this is like a disjointed news segment. But I have a private closed circuit message to Carrie Spiewak.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Rob's wife.
Yes.
We were just talking about Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
They sell lamps there.
Oh, that's nice.
Still?
Yeah.
They do.
Still.
Yeah, I threw the old one out today because the trash man came today. So now the spot where there was a lamp stands nothing.
Right.
It's just empty space.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're going to have to get that lamp yourself.
Oh, I don't know. That would ruin the game, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Wouldn't that just be like putting Boardwalk and Park Place in your pocket at the beginning of the game?
See, the thing is, the guy just doesn't say to his wife, go get a lamp.
Oh, I've said it.
Oh, how many times have you said it?
I'm tired of counting it.
Well, they have them at Home Depot.
Yes, every time I take a breath, it's a breath without a lamp.
Somebody's going to have a good weekend.
Always do.
So today's lesson, Home Depot good, pharmaceutical maker Abbott Laboratories bad.
What they do?
Abbott, get this.
Hey, Abbott!
Abbott is the drug company that has quadrupled the price of an AIDS drug that was developed with the help of your generous tax dollars. Quadrupled the price and refused to let anyone else make a cheaper generic version of the drug, which makes for some expensive cocktails.
Poor old
Abbott Labs.
Oh, Abbott and Costello.
What the hell is that?
Rumpled out the theme to the Abbott and Costello show.
You remember?
No one's going to know that. See, people get the tape of a cheap medicine.
Poor old Alan.
Right, now that again, because it's Yellen.
Yellen.
Who the hell knows that this is the theme to the Abbott and Costello show? Well, you know it.
Nobody else knows
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Nobody else.
That should be the theme to our show.
You want to hear it again?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
When we come back.
Hey, look at that. Look at that. Who's my man?
There he is.
Who knows the format? When we come back.
Right? Is the FCC trying to get on our good side?
Not a chance.
No way.
Not a chance. Okay. FCC News.
Fantasyland.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They respectfully decline. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Jamie Lanuski from Andover, New York, listening in Rochester, won $1,500 today with the Secret Sound.
Wow.
Yeah. Start over on Monday with a brand new jackpot, $100. On Monday's episode, oh man, next week we got some really good reality TV nuts.
Yeah, and we do love talking to these people.
The plastic surgeon to the stars, Dr. 90210, Dr. Ray, will be on Monday.
Dr. Ray.
Also Monday, we're going to have the other mommy from Trading Spouses, the mommy with the kids that are hot and fat.
And I already just, you never know because you can't predict anything on live radio, but I think it'll probably be
at least at the beginning, a more pleasant conversation than we had with the other woman.
Well, being as we've seen the families now.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, the thing is, when you left that Trading Spouses show, there's also stuff that's going to be happening that we don't know about that looks pretty dramatic.
Correct. Also next week, Jane Shane, the producer of the E! Channel's show, The Diary of an Affair. Also next week, reality TV. Have you watched the show The Airline?
Yes, I have.
Doesn't it paint Southwest Airlines
as one as like you would never want to fly it?
I mean, I already hate Southwest from when we have to go out west.
If you've had a bad experience with the airline, I mean, the people, I don't know whether Southwest, when they signed up, were indicating that they wanted you to love them because you end up hating them.
Anyway, somebody from that show. Also next week, pop icon Huey Lewis.
Oh, wonderful.
On the show, and the president of CBS, Leslie Moonves.
All right.
That's next week. Oh, and Playboy Magazine Exposé will have a former bunny on who will tell us about the orgies and Hef's love of gay porno.
I'd like you to come to the grotto and watch this film.
And who says we're not booking a real show? We'll have Santa Claus on next week.
Wonderful.
And Mike, not Mike pretending to be Santa Claus.
Easier to get him off season.
Yeah, of course it is.
Some guy, his real name is Dan.
Santa Claus.
Anyway, that's next week on the show.
That sounds like a good week.
That's a lot to get in. Yeah, it doesn't sound like this show, does it?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it doesn't sound like the Don and Mike show. It sounds like a real show.
Santa Claus and Les Moonves in the same week.
And here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Is the FCC trying to get on our good side? The government agency. The agency that lately just squelches free speech has okayed a couple of cool new technology rules. First, it's banned spam on wireless devices like cell phones and palm-sized organizers. Wireless is already a big new frontier for the spammers, and it'd be easy for all that spam to crush a brain as small as the ones found in phones and PDAs. The FCC...
And Joe.
The FCC has
Joe.
Also given the go-ahead for people to send copies of TV shows over the Internet. This gives Replay, TiVo, and the other digital video recorder makers the ability to add that feature to their machines.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL and Hollywood hate this, claiming they'll lose control of their copyrighted material and the profits that go with that control.
Oh, man, the NFL, because they're hurting, too.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. They need the money.
Hat in hand.
Yeah, really.
Now, as you just mentioned a moment ago, Hugh Hefner has about a dozen playmates he keeps as slaves, according to a new tell-all book. Former playmate Jill Ann Spalding. Is this the woman who's supposed to be on
she'll
next
be
week?
She'll be joining us next week.
Excellent.
Yeah, she'll be, we booked her as a guest next week.
I'd like you to come up here, slave, and bring me a mint julep.
She says the mansion is, quote, a brokerage house where dangerous sex is traded for stardom. She says the dozen bunnies' duties include servicing him every Friday night. She says
my.
The girls who are not occupied at any given moment are to serve as cheerleaders and
cheerleaders what?
To cheer him on.
Oh, poor you.
And also to pretend that they're attending to each other.
I will be eating one of these blue pills. We will go to the grotto.
And
I will go upstairs where I will select one of the bunnies. And then you will cheer me. As we have relations. That is the rule, oh slave bunny.
Jill Ann says the dozen sex slaves don't get protection.
Did you say Beth Ann?
Jill Ann.
Oh, Jill Ann.
I would like to bring my bunny Beth Ann up to the mansion, please.
Says they don't get protection, but that they do get $2,000 a week. The slaves do.
That's $2,000 to service my every need.
Hef says it's a silly book full of tall tales, and we'll have the woman
on
next week.
Well, we'll find out, because she's booked as a guest next week.
And Hef, I remember what you like them to cheer.
What would you like to...
You don't miss a jump split!
Yes, but I certainly enjoy watching the bunnies.
Where is that tape of those Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders?
I was looking. I might have it for you in a sec.
I think it might be under testosterone for some reason. I mean, we might have it filed there. Because remember on that...
All of mine is gone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But due to modern pharmacological substitutes, I'm able to remanufacture my testosterone.
Oh, we got him here.
We have one of my bunnies?
Yes, we do.
You never miss a jump split. No matter what, you didn't drop your palms together. Did y'all count wrong? You're still walking on your heels. It almost looks just like you have weak ankles. Pose on count one. That's just lack of thinking. Jump, split, down, and hit.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
No, it doesn't. It does not. Now, that is from Hard Knocks, Dallas Cowboys training camp. And it's filed under T for testosterone. Because we also have the tape of the mom of the Dallas Cowboys rookie.
Right.
Where she says, I don't know if my son had a lot of testosterone. I thought he might be a homosexual, which is why I got him to play football in high school. So we've got that tape somewhere as well. But they're all filed under T for testosterone.
T for testosterone.
We know where to look.
They'll all be in the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
One day.
Right.
Now, if any of the claims in this book are true, then Hef might make a good customs official in Canada. Maybe you heard our recent story about Canada requiring incoming strippers to provide a nude photo of themselves to get a work visa.
Baby.
It's not the government's public policy in Canada, but intrepid reporters there found an internal memo that says it is the government's policy. And this outrages a group in Canada that tries to fight the trafficking of women to serve as sex slaves.
For those who serve.
We've all gotten over who wants to be a millionaire, but is America ready for who wants to win a green card? A Spanish language reality show is offering as its top prize the free services of an immigration lawyer who will help get the winner a green card to work in the U.S.
Would you like to work in this country? Now I'm watching.
Yeah. The syndicated show Win the Green premiered last month on stations in Los Angeles, San Diego, Houston, and Dallas. It will now spread to other cities.
Are you listening, El Jefe?
Contestants.
Are you listening, Alex? I saw you just walk by the window.
Maybe
are you
coming listening? To our town. Contestants have to do a Fear Factor type stunt to win the green cards, but that can't be nearly as tough or dangerous as sneaking across the border.
Of course it's not. I will do anything. I will eat the maggots
to
win the green card.
In sports, football. Football.
Football, me love football, starts on Monday.
New NCAA recruiting rules ban the use of sex, drugs.
No, football, that ain't real football.
Ah, but the new NCAA rules ban the use of sex, drugs, and gambling as enticements. The new rules also ban private jet rides, lobster dinners, oversized hotel suites, and other such perks. Quoting an NCAA official, if we need to go farther, we will.
Oh, man, no lobster.
And finally, it's hard to sympathize with a woman in a limousine, but Boston's Eve Gathers was in a limo owned by the family business with the family. Well, the Gathers' four kids were in the car. Mr. Gathers was in another of the family's company limos in the back seat, as he puts it, enjoying the company of an unidentified female.
Uh-oh.
That's when Mrs. Gathers and
Uh-oh.
The kids pulled up behind him in their limo.
Well, gather up your belongings.
Wayne says his wife became enraged about the unidentified woman, so he told his driver to make tracks. Mrs. Gathers and the kids followed in their limo in a chase that sometimes topped out at 50 miles an hour, and the Mrs.'s limo rammed the hubby's limo 4 or 5 times during that chase. She has been arrested. The kids are now in the care of relatives. Wayne says he and the lady were just watching TV, quoting him, I was not having sex with no woman. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! Yes, Mike, that's it. Another perfect week of shows done.
Absolutely.
We want to thank, I forgot his name, the offensive line coach for the Baltimore Ravens.
He got me.
You mean Jim.
Hey, Coletta.
Coach Jim Coletta.
Jim Coletta.
Jim Coletta.
From
all right.
From your Baltimore Ravens. I've already read all the stuff for next week.
Yeah.
Good night. Good night. Please stay tuned for Ron and Fez. Coming up next on WJFK on Live 105 and also on 1010 The Buzz in Tampa Bay. Have a safe weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Really love you, Frieda. Happy anniversary. Yeah. And I'll have the report on that on Monday's episode.
What was that?
What was that? What did you sneeze?
He sneezed when you said anniversary.
You're allergic to anniversaries.
Stop that word.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
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 Thank you.
Happy anniversary, buddy.
I hope you get your lamp.
I will.
Hope you get your lamp.
That's right. 23 years.
We will see you on Monday.
Polish the silver.
Hey.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Newsline can change.
Change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner AOL for Broadband.